Yeah, absolutely. Great advice there. Lorraine Harvey is a family divorce lawyer. Thank you so much for joining. I really appreciate that. I have to say, I completely agree with that on that front. Well, I'm almost done for another day. My delightful colleague, Mr. John Holmes, is here. He's going to be keeping a watching brief on this, on the shambles of cabinet reshuffle.
I enjoy a reshuffle, don't you, when they move people out and bring new people in? Yeah. Always exciting.
Always, yeah. I don't think he's being sincere. I've got to be honest about this. But genuinely, I love the fact that this can be messed up within the first couple of appointments. There's already confusion.
People are going, well, there's already they've announced somebody as the chairman, and now they go, oh no, hang on a minute, we shouldn't have sent that tweet
out. Apparently it was announced by the BBC,
yeah, well, and the Conservative Party Twitter feed.
Who trusted the BBC,
and now they've deleted it, so I don't know. So anyway, we will be following this, of course you'll be keeping an eye on it.
I mean, if they suddenly appoint someone very exciting, like, I don't know, Harvey Weinstein or something, we're Minister for Women and Equality,
I hasten to use the word headline grabber there, but I think that's probably in the context.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, John Holmes coming up with After 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio with the Sun Holes from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get 6mm English oak laminate flooring for only £3.79 per square metre ex-VAT. But hurry, this offer ends 14th of January. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
Yeah! We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Robbie, the site manager. Everyone here knows me, but when they ask me, how was your weekend, they're surprised when I say, I'm getting paid, loading a helicopter on board a transport plane as an RAF reserve. I'm in charge of making sure it's loaded correctly. If it isn't, the plane can't fly. Knowing the pilot needs my OK before takeoff, that's a special feeling.
Make your spare time count with over 40 roles. Commit only 27 days a year. Search RAF reserves.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some cracking six-month half-price winter deals to warm you up. Get the Moto G5 for only £6.69 a month, or a Samsung A3 for just £9.37 a month. And because they're on Anytime Upgrade Flex, you can change your tariff down or up at any time. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Half price on months 2 to 7 of a 30-month airtime contract ends January 28th. Requires 30-month credit agreement. 0% APR representative with Tesco Mobile Limited. Next bill for new tariff. T's and C's at tescomobile.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
In a half-hearted sort of a way. Hello and good afternoon. Welcome. It's Monday, the first proper week of January. It's 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Sandy with the latest news.
Good afternoon. Coming up, Theresa May loses two figures from her cabinet even before the shuffle starts. Ex-football coach admits child sex offences and Ed Sheeran's saucy request.
Talk Radio.
Tory MPs are heading to number 10, where Theresa May is reshuffling her top team. Some of the changes have been forced on the Prime Minister. Northern Ireland Secretary James Brokenshire has stepped down for health reasons, and Conservative Party Chairman Sir Patrick McLaughlin has stepped down. Brandon Lewis has been made Chairman of the Conservative Party and Minister without portfolio. We'll keep you across the changes as they develop through the afternoon. Nigel Farage has been meeting the EU chief Brexit negotiator Michel Barnier in Brussels. The former UKIP leader asked for the meeting, saying he wants to share the views of those who voted to leave the bloc. He says this morning's discussion showed him just how little immigration has been touched on during negotiations so far.
What he really didn't understand at all was that open-door immigration within the European Union had been an absolute key driver of all of this. He really doesn't see that.
A fire's broken out at Trump Tower in New York. The 58-storey building has homes and businesses. We understand the fire has started on the roof. Former football coach Barry Bennell has admitted 7 child sex offences. The ex-Crewe Alexandra youth coach entered the guilty pleas while appearing via video link at Liverpool Crown Court for the start of his trial. A man's admitted bombing the Borussia Dortmund football team bus, which injured a player and a police officer. Happened last April. The 28-year-old suspect told a trial in Germany he didn't plan to kill or hurt anyone. And we've all heard of unusual riders. This is where celebs ask for certain things to be in their dressing rooms, like the right colour chocolate sweets or the right brand of bottled water. It seems Ed Sheeran is so obsessed with tomato ketchup, he carries a bottle with him at all times. He even apparently has a tattoo in tribute.
A tomato ketchup tattoo?
I don't know whether it's the tomato,
yeah,
which would be quite cute, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
And if it's the bottle, is it the old glass one?
Or the modern
one,
squeezy?
Or those fake plastic tomato shaped tomato sauce
bottles.
Oh,
the sort of down at heel trucker's cafe,
yeah,
style.
The ones that always have the really unpleasant dribbles down the
side. Down the side. Yes, they do. Why doesn't someone just wipe that off?
Heaven knows. It's just,
even as a child, I remember those. And you just think someone should do something about
just
that.
Feels slightly
crusted ketchup.
Yeah.
I hope that he has 57 varieties of tattoo.
Of course. Oh, of course.
Good. Hi, Sandy.
Hello.
How lovely to see you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. I mean, that didn't sound sincere.
Well,
that's,
no,
all,
I'm
that's fine.
Slightly super sub coming off the bench.
Yeah, so what's happened today then?
Someone's
so
ill.
Someone's
ill, yeah.
I mean, it's all a bit confusing at the moment,
yes,
anyway, if I'm honest. It's like a sort of merry-go-round of people.
So normally I'm on the other side.
Yeah.
Except I wasn't on this week anyway.
Yeah, on TalkSport.
On TalkSport.
Yes.
I was supposed to be at home with my feet up, really,
right,
getting ready for a new term at university.
And now, got, that's right, because you lecture as well.
Yeah, I got called off the subs bench.
Yeah.
Called me the Ronnie Rosenthal of, now that ages me, doesn't it? And that's an old reference.
It possibly does. Now, but I also do. Now you've mentioned it, actually, because I know what you do. You've been doing this for a long time, and that's why you sounded so professional there, compared to some of the whippersnappers we get in
really?
Here. I can tell.
I do my best.
I know.
And set a good example.
And also, you lecture in broadcasting.
I do
as well.
Yeah.
You see, so I was hoping this afternoon if you've got any tips. I know it's a bit of a freebie, but you've probably helped some of the people here out, not least me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, if you can keep a close ear on what's going on.
Yeah. If you fail to prepare...
Quite a handy.
Prepare to fail.
Good. All right, look at that.
That's a good one.
I mean, I wish we'd followed that advice from day one, if I was honest. Anyway, look, good to have you with us for the afternoon. Certain things will come your way, as I'm sure you're aware.
I'm braced for it, if I can put it that way.
Headline hijacks in an hour. I'll explain that as well. We've got bonus news at 3:30. That will also become clear as we go along. That's a time-filling exercise. But, of course, the weather. We can't start the show without this weather jingle.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So there'll be plenty of sunshine in the north this afternoon. Overcast, cold, some patchy drizzle in the south, and quite windy this afternoon. Temperatures hovering at about 8 Celsius.
Lovely. And now, do you know who's doing the pre-recorded sport?
I think it's Pete Abbott.
Let's find out. Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Philippe Coutinho's Barcelona debut will be delayed by around 3 weeks after a thigh injury was revealed in his medical this morning. The Brazilian international has now completed his £146 million move to Barcelona. Video assistant referees will be used for the first time in an English competitive football game tonight. Brighton's FA Cup third round tie against Crystal Palace will trial the technology. Match official Andre Mariner can review goals, penalties, straight red cards and cases of mistaken identity. England's Ashes humiliation has been completed with a heavy defeat in the fifth and final test. Australia won by an innings and 123 runs in Sydney. They win the series 4-0. Meanwhile, Ben Stokes has been included in the England squad for next month's 2020 tri-series against Australia and New Zealand. And with a week to go before the start of the Australian Open tennis, Carl Edmund has pulled out of the Auckland Open because of an ankle injury. Andy Murray's all... from the first Grand Slam of the year. That's the sport powered by TalkSport.
That's right. Probably the radio. I was just chatting there. Anyway, but I'm sure the sport was brilliant. Right, good. It's Talk Radio. Hello, Talk Radio Monday. Today, well, many, many things coming your way. Reshuffles, hair, cannabis. That just about sums it up. Here we go.
Talk Radio.
Your time is now, and every second counts. Register with the Open University today and you'll soon see the difference. Pick up that pay rise before picking up your degree. Get that promotion before getting to graduation. Be your future self sooner with our career-boosting courses. Visit openuniversity.co.uk before time runs out. Registration closes 11th of January. The Open University. What's stopping you?
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, Steve Bannon.
Being a Remainer.
It was the Scottish accent.
So what? Everyone's done that.
And a lot of people doing it, so there's strength in numbers.
In the gallery for outrageous naughty fruit.
They're the mushrooms that they won't put in the punnets.
Where Mark lives. But if we shelved shelves, Japanese poetry.
Age of Aquarius.
No, waves.
Been Katrina and the...
Yes.
There is quite a lot of animal news today.
That'll be fascinating as well.
Not like in Pound Saver.
I like their attitude. I think it's fine.
I think Gene isn't doing Dry January.
Toby Gillis
rubbing himself up and down one of the missiles and wrote it shouting, yee-haw.
He wanted some cauliflower cheese for tea and we said no.
Chasing freedom. Okay, here we go then.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a giant.
Well, and let me wish you a very good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you this Monday afternoon. Just think, this time last week, it was New Year's Day. That's a weird...
Really?
Yeah. Exactly. Ooh. It's weird, isn't it? That is such a weird thing. 2 weeks ago today, Christmas Day. Christmas.
Nah.
Yes, Cornelius, yes. And here we are today, 1 week into 2018. Already it seems so very far away, doesn't it? All of that, doesn't it? Doesn't take long to get back into the swing of it, does it? Rail strikes, gender pay gap rows, Toby Young, celebrities at the Golden Globes wearing black cab driver release. What? Hang on. Oh, yeah, missing comma there. That should have been... I don't know, repeat the word black. Right, that should have been celebrities at the Golden Globes wearing black, comma... Black cab driver release over the whole John Warboys route thing. There's a missing one. Yeah. And of course, a cabinet reshuffle. Not even on the cards. The cards are being shuffled as we speak. Already, a couple of people dropped out of the cabinet before the reshuffle even began. I mean, it's sort of metaphor for the whole Conservative Party, I think, at the moment. But anyway. There is a reshuffle. None of the top jobs, as far as we're aware, but certainly some of the under jobs. All reshuffling around. It is unfolding. We'll bring you the latest as we go along, of course, as you'd expect us to. There's a new Conservative Party chairman, I can tell you that. Not the one either that the Conservatives tweeted was the new Conservative Party chairman, Grant Shapps.
Grayling.
Chris Grayling, yeah. No, the old one. Yeah, Chris Grayling. They tweeted about Grayling, didn't they? Then they deleted that, right? They deleted the tweet.
That one, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're waiting to hear, I think.
Yeah. No, we're not. No, it's the... What's his face? You see, that's the point, isn't it? Who knows? Or really cares? Duncan, is it? No. No. Never mind. Brandon Lewis, that's it. Who? Right, OK, anyway, look, it's going to be a game of who's who this afternoon. That's the point I'm making. Who's going where in the cabinet? I know you're on the edge of your seat wondering. Cabinet reshuffle, then. It's so fickle, isn't it? So fickle. Appointing people to the job, give them a specific brief, and then simply move the goalposts... so that they're replaced by someone to fill exactly the same slot. It's so very fickle, isn't it? Government. So a sudden rearranging of the furniture, keeping everybody at effects completely in the dark. And that would only happen in politics. I can't see that kind of thing happening in any other industry. Broadcasting, for example. That wouldn't... That just wouldn't happen because everyone in this industry is just too nice for that. Anyway, it's reshuffle then. And we'll be bringing you the runners and the riders as we hear them. Plenty of rumours as to who's coming in. Some weirder than others. You heard any, rumours about who's coming in, Cornelius? Have you heard any rumours at all about that? Who's coming in? Anyone talking about that?
No.
Right. Well, we'll keep you posted. We're aware that some of the big beasts are staying. Certainly not so much the others. Anyway, look, we're going to keep you posted as the reshuffle announcement continues throughout the afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. This is the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. And I don't know about you, but I quite like to look at what we've got coming up for you on this afternoon's radio equivalent of a burning, leaky oil tanker in the East China Sea. Headline hijacks on the way. Here it comes. Hello, new listeners. Here's what it is. At 2 o'clock, there's a news bulletin. In that news bulletin, there will be the news. However, one of the stories will be completely made up and be an utter, utter, utter lie. We would like you to provide that lie and hear your words broadcast to the nation by none other than the legendary newsreader, Sandy War, who's with us today. Here's the number to get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The lines are open for that. All you need to... just a couple of sentences, isn't it? Just a couple. Just a couple of sentences. Just a suggestion as to what could go into the bulletin. Also this hour, a diversity paper review. Yes, we'll go through the papers. So does everybody. But we're not like everybody, are we? I think that much has been clear since we started, right? No, instead it's all a bit different. Hence the diversity paper review. A different diversity each and every day. Going through the papers, making Talk Radio the most diverse programming in all of broadcasting. Professor Stephen Hawking on the show today as well. He'll be joining us to tell us a joke, of course. Details of how and why on the way. Work experience punditry. That is our work experience. Jack going through the television for you. Reviewing the television. The television. He's a work experience. We don't have to pay him. That's why he's here. There's the big debate at three. We'll be talking Golden Globes. We'll be talking cabinet reshuffle. You know that. We'll bring you the news in haikus, all of today's current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. Might well bring you some reactions. Reactions, if you want to react, here's a way to react, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We'd take any old reaction you've got. And also today, if you'd like a game of... here it comes. Banned or... strain of marijuana. Marijuana. Now, California became the latest American state to legalize cannabis, of course, for in certain circumstances. So we'll be playing a game of banned or cannabis. Strains of cannabis have very unusual names. So we'll be celebrating that forward thinking, if that's what the side of it you're on, in California. Banned or cannabis later. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Chloe's on production today. Hi, Chloe. Hello, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Yay. Hi.
Sandy's got the news. Cornelius is here. Hi, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
May I just wish you a very happy Argyle Day.
Argyle?
Yeah.
Like the Duke of Argyle in Soho.
That's a public house.
It is. It's a good one.
Yeah.
All it says is, it's observed annually on January the 8th. It doesn't give any clue as to
what it
is.
All right. Well, those from Argyle, those with socks from Argyle. Those
it's
drinking.
Socks. It's socks. There's a picture of socks.
There we are. You see? So, yeah.
It's also National Man Watchers Day.
Right. Okay, well, whatever you're doing this afternoon, if you're just wearing a pair of socks, and I mean just a pair of socks, and doing so while watching a man, then this is the day for you, clearly. Anyway, look, we need to get into today's big story. We do that on this show by bringing you some music, some lunchtime music. It turns it into a little bit of a quiz. What are you laughing at?
It's National Clean Out Your Desk Day, John.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
I thought it was on Friday.
Shaking cold, these hands are meant to hold.
American Reject. That is called Move Along. You're listening to it on Talk Radio, home of one great track a day. At the moment.
When all you gotta keep is strong, move along like I know you do.
One hit, back to back.
And even when your hope is gone, move along, move along.
To be fair, most radio music radio stations are the same.
They just keep playing. That's true, actually, yeah. If this was a music radio station, this would be on again in 20 minutes. Okay, then, why does it link to today's big story? That's the question. All American Reject. A lot of guesses coming in, non-correct. I'm beginning to think that these guesses to guess the story aren't deliberately trying to get. I think they're just trying to be silly. 87222. That's what radio on Twitter. Now, Cornelius, you've been trying to figure it out. How does it link to today's big story then? All American Rejects.
All American Rejects, yeah. John. Do you know who the American Rejects in my eyes are at the moment?
Do tell me.
The perverts in Hollywood.
Right.
And they've been told to move along last night at the Golden Globes.
They have,
by
yes.
Seth Meyers and Oprah Winfrey and Reese Witherspoon.
And Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman. That's right. That was a nice little dig.
That was very good, yeah.
She's subtle.
Yeah.
is it that?
No. No, we will be talking about it later, Golden Globes, and the Me Too movement, and yesterday's red carpet turning into a sea of black dresses. Certainly we'll be talking about it. But that's not it. I'll tell you, Cornelius, the clue there was in the title, Move Along. It's the reshuffle.
In the government,
in the government, yeah. Move Along, all of it, rejected, you see, rejected.
Yeah.
Moving along because being along. Rejected, yeah, are indeed some of the cabinet. As you know, and it's happening right now as we speak. So details are coming. We have some names already that have moved sideways. We have some names that are out. We have some names that are in and so on and so forth. All of which, just to keep you up to date, because that is what we're here for, next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on, come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it, don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
And ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
Looking for a new kitchen? Right now at Wren Kitchens, get 10% off all worktops when you buy five or more fully assembled units. Hurry, offer ends 10 p.m. tonight.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got an 8.3 square metre roll of earthwall 100 millimetre loft insulation for only £9.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster? Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and flexible finance options too, like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com. Representative 13.9% APR.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Midlands M6 has one lane closed off southbound at junction 8 with M5. That's all due to an accident, so that's been closed on the exit slip road. Southbound M5 in Worcestershire, one lane closed off due to multi vehicle accidents. That's between junction 4A, junction 5 for Droitwich, but traffic coping well at the moment. Berkshire, westbound M4, heavy traffic, lane closed off on the exit slip due to a broken down vehicle, junction 12 at Thill. And in Cornwall, Carnan Downs, southbound A39, that's been blocked by an accident at the junction with Trireme Lane. I'm Bill Sheldrake.
Every new year, someone tells you what to do. The papers said get fit. Blogs said get more sleep. I say get lost in a country I've never been to. He said this, she said that. I say Arona. Do your thing with £1,000 off the list price of a new Seat, including the new Arona compact SUV at the Fresh Start Savings event. Download your £1,000 voucher at seat.co.uk to use on top of existing offers before 22nd of January.
Orders until 22nd January 2018. Car must be registered between 1st of January and 30th of September 2018. UK 18 plus. Retail sales of new cars at participating retailers only. Excludes £500 test drive and scrappage incentive scheme. T's and C's apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon and welcome along. You are listening, well, as you'd expect, to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And let us talk together about today's big story. Here we go. Theresa May once again then throwing her toy cabinet ministers, I suppose, out of her cabinet pram. Reshuffles are commonplace, of course. Cabinet reshuffles move those with loyalty into positions of power, remove those who have caused problems back to the benches. There's a problem, essentially. There are many problems Theresa May has, many documented, but one of them is that the government is looking a bit fusty and old. That's what we've been told, anyway. And thus, more women and ministers of colour should come in to replace the, and this is a quote, stale, male and pale. Because apparently your gender and skin colour can now see you out of a job. Racism, technically, isn't it? That's the current line. The big hitters, we know, Boris Johnson, Philip Hammond, Amber Rudd, Michael Gove, Sajid Javid are, well, presumed to be safe. Not so much Justin Green in education, that's a name being still bandied around as a shift. Damien Green needs replacing as Deputy Prime Minister after his resignation, over all of that, you know, porny stuff. Oh, and in other news today, it turns out that staff in Parliament attempted to access porn from parliamentary buildings 24,000 times in the last 4 months. That's once every 9 minutes. And that, reports say today, is despite a crackdown, which, given the subject matter, is a poor choice of phrase. As is the phrase, five-knuckle reshuffle, but I'm going in with it anyway. Theresa May is having one today. What do we make of what's going on? Andrew Woodcock is political editor of the Press Association, and he's on the phone. Good afternoon, Andrew.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. So, I realise we're in the midst of it, but what do we know so far, Andrew?
Well, what we've learnt this morning is that Theresa May's run of bad luck with things going wrong, mishaps, which we saw at her conference speech, of course, it seems to have continued into this reshuffle. It's not gone, I think it's fair to say, as smoothly as she'd wanted, because the Conservatives actually announced the wrong chairman this morning. on their own official Twitter feed, the Conservative Party announced that Chris Grayling was the new chairman. Congratulated him, and then a few minutes later the tweet disappeared. It had already started being reported, of course, because journalists here in Westminster are hanging on every word that they can, every whisper they get out of a reshuffle. And a couple of hours later we hear that in fact it's Brandon Lewis is going to be the new chairman and not Chris Grayling at all. It gives an initial impression of chaos and disorganisation within the
it certainly does.
Government and the party machine.
Sorry, Andrew, I was going to say, you know, using your splendid knowledge of this kind of thing, what sort of circumstance would Lee... I mean, is it that just literally a cock-up? It's somebody just tweeting, so, you know, the wrong thing out? I mean, how on earth can that happen?
Well, our understanding is that initially it was the political director of the Conservative Party, Ian Carter, who sent a WhatsApp message to most of the party's MPs, and this was then followed up by a tweet from the official account, as I say. Now, quite what led him to believe that Chris Grayling had been appointed, I have no idea, and it's difficult to see. Clearly, it wouldn't have been a word from 10 Downing Street, one would have thought, because they seemed as confused as anyone when that announcement was made. It's possible that in Westminster, the rumour mill is working overdrive at the moment. People are telling each other stories. They're telling they've heard one thing from someone, another thing from someone else. It's possible that he confused what was just a rumour for an official announcement. But
it's back, as you rightly said,
it could have got onto the official Twitter, the Conservative Party.
Yeah, well, that's it. And as you say, it's embarrassing. It's just yet another blow for Theresa May. This was a move for her to try and regain some credibility in that sense, wasn't it? This is flexing your political muscles when you have a reshuffle. It's like a game of chess. People moving into these positions and something like that just to undermine it from the get go. I mean, she must be livid.
I would have thought she must be, yes. I mean, this was, as you say, it was a moment when she wants to re-establish her authority. Ever since last year's election, when she's left without a majority in Parliament, everyone's been saying she's a wounded Prime Minister, she hasn't got the power to impose all authority in her party, she's the hostage of different factions within the Cabinet. Today was designed to be a day when she said, no, that's not the case, I can decide who goes into my Cabinet, I can impose my will on the party, and I can show strength and... To have it, the first story to come out of it to be this sort of chaos and incompetence is the last thing that she'll have wanted.
Indeed, and that's going to be the headline. So tell us about Brandon Lewis then. This is who has got the job, not Chris Grayling, chairman of the Conservative Party. What do we know of Brandon Lewis?
Well, he's a former immigration minister. He worked with Theresa May at the Home Office for several years. He's often on the TV and the radio. He's seen as someone who's presentable and can put a case across... firmly and persuasively. I think that Theresa May has made a point of promoting people from her time at the Home Office, and she seems to have quite a lot of trust in the people who surrounded her at the Home Office, where of course she was for something like 7 years before becoming Prime Minister. He's yet another one of those. Interestingly, one of the other Home Office appointees, James Brokenshire, has announced today that he's resigning from the government, but that's not because of any sort of a row with Theresa May.
This is health grounds, isn't it?
It's health grounds, yes. He's apparently, we're told, he's been diagnosed with a lesion on his lung, which will require major surgery. But reading the letter which he sent the Prime Minister, it's clear that the prognosis is relatively good. He is confident that he will... be through this operation and recovering within a matter of weeks. But he said at a time like this, when Northern Ireland is obviously in a very difficult spot at the moment, you can't have the Northern Ireland Secretary going absent for weeks on end. So he decided the best thing to do was to step down.
And there's been much speculation as well about Justine Greening as moving from education. Anything we know about that? What are the rumours telling us?
Well, there's nothing we know formally at this point, but certainly her name comes up again and again in conversations here at Westminster as someone who is tipped for the chop. I've heard rumours that she's actually indicated that she wouldn't be entirely averse to moving outside the government at this point because she has a very marginal constituency in Putney in southwest London, and she sees the need to defend that seat and to establish herself more strongly as the local MP, which obviously is difficult to do if you're running the education system.
Yeah.
Interestingly, it's a very strongly Remain seat. Putney, she campaigned for Remain at the time of the referendum, and it's possible that she's looking ahead and thinking that she doesn't want to be too closely tied to the government's Brexit strategy.
Yeah.
Plays a role.
Yeah, and just very, very quickly, just on that, the idea of a no-deal minister, which is being bandied around as well, of course, today.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, that. We've not had it officially confirmed, but it's certainly something people are talking about, and it's it will be designed to send a signal to Brussels that we are prepared, that Britain is prepared to leave the EU without a deal, that it's not something we're scared of, and that they can't work on the basis that that they can force any deal they like onto the UK, because if we don't like it, we're ready to leave without one. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's an awful lot of preparation to be done if there were to be no deal, because there's simply building lorry parks for all the freight traffic that would be held up at Dover.
Yeah.
In itself is an enormous job, and there'd be vast things to do in the tax system, the customs system, and so on. And it's work that has to be done to show that we're serious about the possibility.
All right, look, thanks very much. Andrew Woodcock there, political editor of the Press Association. There is a cabinet reshuffling as we speak. That is just some of the latest. The rumour mill is often far more interesting than the reality, as ever, anywhere you are. And that's proving to be true. But we'll keep you up to date with it as we go along throughout the afternoon with the very latest at 1:33. Here's Sandy with the headlines.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. So this is what we know so far. Brandon Lewis has been named as the new Tory chairman after the party's Twitter account congratulated the wrong man. The tweet announcing the job had gone to Chris Grayling has been deleted. James Brokenshire's quit as Northern Ireland secretary due to health reasons. Sir Patrick McLaughlin, who was Conservative Party chairman, has left the cabinet, says there are clear goals now for the new team.
I think delivering on what the Prime Minister set out as her agenda, both on Brexit and for the rest of the country, and for me, it's been a great privilege to be part of it.
James Cleverly has been appointed deputy party chairman. Former football coach Barry Bennell has admitted 7 child sex offences. The 63-year-old entered 6 of the guilty pleas today and another at an earlier hearing. He will stand trial for 48 offences which allegedly took place in the 70s and 80s. Firefighters are tackling a blaze at Trump Tower in New York. We're just hearing that there has been one injury and possibly also one serious injury. Large amounts of smoke been seen billowing from the top of the high rise. Tougher controls are being introduced to try to prevent laser penetration attacks on aircraft as they come into land. Last year there were around 1,200 incidents where the pens were aimed at pilots. There'll be tougher sentences for those who offend. Margot James is the Consumer Minister.
It's extremely dangerous and can risk crashes of both trains and aircraft, and so I'm very pleased that these new penalties are backed up by much stronger powers, and there's no longer any need to prove intent to cause an accident.
Andy Murray's had surgery in Australia to try to solve a long-term hip injury. Britain's former world number one says he's very optimistic about how it went, hopes to be back playing again before the grass court season this summer. Well, the weather, sunshine in the north, overcast and cold, patchy drizzle in the south. Temperatures at about 8 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Sandy. Now, in around 25 minutes' time, Sandy will be back with the news, as you would expect it to be. That's how the news works. But within the 2 o'clock bulletin, nestles a lie. Fake news, you've heard all about that. Donald Trump, when he's not busy complaining about the book that's been written about him, or, you know, trying to put a fire out in his tower. No, what he's doing is holding his own fake news ceremony this week. It was going to be today, but I can only assume there were too many entries for him to go through. So it's apparently now it's Wednesday. That's what we learn, anyway. But he's genuine. I mean, he's the president of the United States, and he's organised a fake news awards thing.
That's important stuff.
It is, it is. And that's fair enough. And I, you know, I'm just pleased to be nominated, if I'm honest. But anyway, look, we are celebrating fake news. We do it every single day by putting a made-up lie in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. It's really there to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme, not paying attention, and so on. But the lines are open for it. If you'd like to hear your words said out loud by a professional... by a professional news broadcaster.
Oh, no pressure on me then.
No. Then get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Headline Hijack. The lines are open. We'll do it next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Lennon once said,
life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Aerosmith sang,
life's a journey.
And Sir Bruce Forsyth gave us,
life is the name of the game, and I want to play the game with you.
So I hope you're busy making other plans to join me on my journey through the next Full Set Breakfast. That's the name of the game. Courtesy of Bruce Forsyth, Steve Tyler and John Lennon.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you. So then, as you know... Headline Hijack. It's on the way. It's no use without your help, though, is it? It's no use without you sending us something that could pass as news. And then when sent out of the mouth of Sandy today, will sound absolutely real. It's Headline Hijack. Of course it is. There to confuse those not really paying attention to this, but some people have gone out for lunch. I understand between 1 and 2 o'clock is designated lunchtime by some people. So they might not be listening to the radio till they get back at 2 o'clock. And therefore, this is the bit that confuses them, because we just say it as real. It's up to you. Would you like to hear your words said on national radio? Now's your chance. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
How about this one from Michael, who says that sea levels in the UK have lowered since the turn of the new year compared to December numbers. It is thought that this could be to the general weight loss in January period due to health being on the minds of a lot of people post-Christmas.
Post-Christmas.
So I'm guessing the logic there.
I'm wondering.
People are weighing less.
Yeah.
Therefore,
yeah.
The country's floating more.
Right. I understand now. Yeah. That does make sense. Sort of the Archimedes principle of.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it would make sense. Because fat people tend to sink the country down more, don't they? That's the gist of it.
They're to blame for rising sea levels, aren't they?
That's why America doesn't have many cliffs. Because it's beach load.
It's already as far down as
Like Florida. It's no cliffs, are there? It's just sort of flat. Yeah. So, yeah.
Except for the Grand Canyon, but that was only when one person fell over.
Yeah.
That's when that was made.
That's right, yeah. Right then, what else has been coming in? Let's have a look-see of this, shall we? This is from Gene. After launching their new roller coaster ride. Have you seen this in the news today? Alton Towers have got a new roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
The Wicker Man.
That's right. A roller coaster that combines wood and fire. That's what they've done. they've just announced as well they're going to be a host of smaller activities launched beside that roller coaster under the what could possibly go wrong theme. They've got a scissor running race going on there. A thin ice long jump. And a Hollywood casting couch audition experience. Thanks, Gene, for that. It is odd, that, isn't it, though? Right, you know, you sort of go, yeah, that's right. Because it was, how, was it 2 years ago, 3 years ago that
the Smiler accident.
The terrible Smiler accident at Alton Towers, maybe 2 years ago. No, maybe three. And so what they've done is they've built a wooden roller coaster, but with fire in the middle of it. Yeah. Okay. What else have we coming in, Cornelian?
This one is from Thomas, who says that the government are considering a 100% hedgehog cull after it's been discovered that some terrorists were experimenting with putting explosives in the woodland creatures to create weapons with similar effects of nail bombs.
We talked about it on Friday.
Did we?
Yeah, I can't
remember. Animal welfare charities are saying that they would much prefer if all the hedgehogs just had their spikes neutralised by either shaving them down or popping corks on the end of the little, or like little marshmallows or something.
Or just shaving them down and then putting those little sucker darts from Nerf guns, you know, those little, foam sucker
darts. And that would be great for throwing hedgehogs at walls.
Exactly. Yeah, so you think of the advantages.
Be really funny.
Yeah. Anyway, there we are. Thank you very much. Lines are open. Made up news stories. Would you like to hear yours in the bulletin at 2? If so, now's your chance. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. And next, the Diversity Paper Review.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Still haven't signed up for Talk Sports Selco Predictor? Why not? There's a million good reasons why you should. The Selco Predictor. Sign up now at TalkSport.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in January, win a state-of-the-art fitness bundle with Bose over-ear headphones and a Fitbit Charge 2 wristband. The Selco Predictor. Play to win
£1 million!
Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at TalkSport.com/predictor.
From now until the 15th of January, we're launching the Vauxhall New Year Sale event with up to 20% off list price on a shiny new Vauxhall. Yep, that's right. A whopping 20% off. So you really can enjoy a happy new year. To find out more, search Vauxhall New Year Sale. On selected models across the range, registered by 31st of January 2018. At participating retailers from 26th of December to 15th of January. Offer not available in conjunction with 0% flexible finance, flexible PCP or a deposit contribution. Full terms and conditions apply. See Vauxhall.co.uk/New Year Sale.
With Pertemps Recruitment, opportunity is closer than you think. It can take you to places you've always wanted to be, and it's around every corner. So if you're looking for your next permanent, temporary or contract opportunity, hop into one of our 200 local offices or search Pertemps online. Pertemps, the face of recruitment.
Hello, it's me, Dracula. Relax, I don't bite much. Unlike the cost of some broadband deals, that's why I switched to Sky Broadband Unlimited. It's monstrously good value. Just £18 a month for 12 months, including line rental, plus a £9.95 setup fee. Exclusively for new and existing Sky TV customers. It's totally unlimited, and they'll never slow you down, even at peak times. Well, you don't want anything to stop the flow when you're screaming. Sorry, streaming, do you? Search Sky Broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky Network areas and new broadband customers only. 12-month contract. Further terms apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The Midlands M6 has one lane closed off southbound at junction 8 with M5. That's all due to an accident, so that's been closed on the exit slip road. Southbound M5 in Worcestershire, one lane closed off due to multi-vehicle accidents. That's between junction 4A, junction 5 for Droitwich, but traffic coping well at the moment. Berkshire, westbound M4, heavy traffic, lane closed off on the exit slip due to a broken down vehicle, junction 12 for Thiel. And in Cornwall, Carnan Downs, southbound A39, it's been blocked by an accident at the junction with Triring Lane. I'm Bill Sheldrake.
Every new year, someone tells you what to do. The papers said get fit. Blogs said get more sleep. I say get lost in a country I've never been to. He said this, she said that. I say Arona. Do your thing with £1,000 off the list price of a new Seat, including the new Arona compact SUV at the Fresh Start Savings event. Download your £1,000 voucher at seat.co.uk to use on top of existing offers before 22nd of January.
Orders until 22nd January 2018. Car must be registered between 1st of January and 30th of September 2018. UK 18+. Retail sales of new cars at participating retailers only. Excludes £500 test drive and scrappage incentive scheme. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon and welcome along. Why don't you? Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it is in the afternoons. And do you know what? There's a lot going on today. A big row continues about BBC pay equality. Of course, this is a woman who was the China editor, the BBC's China editor. That's right, they've got one of those. Has resigned from her position. It's quite weird, actually. She's resigned from her job. That was the headlines, anyway. She's written an open letter to everyone who pays the licence fee going, look, I'm not paid the same as the man who does the Washington correspondent stuff, for example, because he's paid £180,000 a year, I think it is, or something. She's not paid that much, so she's resigned. So she hasn't resigned. She's resigned from that position, not from the BBC, because this morning she was presenting the Today programme. So it's not quite the resignation you might think it is. Anyway, so that's going on. There's a BBC pay equality round, fair enough. There is also the Golden Globes last night. We've been talking about that. As well, the red carpet was turned black, I suppose. Not the actual carpet, of course. I think that stayed red. But certainly the dresses and the suits of everybody walking up and down it in solidarity for the Me Too hashtag. So there's a hell of a lot going on. Trump's tower is on fire, we think. We were just hearing about that with Sandy as well in the news. There's a cabinet reshuffle happening as we speak. Theresa May shifting things around. So, you know, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, neither can I, Nelius. It's so difficult. It's so difficult to keep up with all of this. But it's all right, because we can help. And the way we do that, as regular listeners will know, is by taking the news and then analysing it using Japanese poetry. It's the way to get to the heart of the matter. It's 575. That's the syllable count. It's the news in haikus.
Billboards outside. Ebbing Missouri winds loads. Not great for haikus.
The news in haikus. Okay then. And so it is time to go through the newspapers. Through the newspapers we go. But not like all of the other programmes. Oh no, sir. Oh no, sir. Oh no, madam. Oh no, however you want to identify. We do it each and every day with a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Tara's here today. Hi, Tara.
Shalom, John.
Thank you very much. That leads us neatly towards your diversity, doesn't it? Which is?
Jewish.
Yes. So here we are then, and what's in those papers? What's in those papers you've been staring so hard at?
It's divorce day today.
Is it?
Yeah, it's divorce day. I was talking to Con about it this morning. Because I'm really.
This is a really funny conversation. Yeah. Tara's certain she's going to get divorced.
I know it. I know.
But you're not married.
I'm not married. Don't. I'm not in a relationship.
No.
She was like earlier. She's really down about it. She's like, I can't believe it.
Anytime.
I'm definitely going to get divorced.
Whenever someone mentions divorce, it's just the fact. I'm just like, well, I know it. That's inevitable for me.
What makes you think that?
I just know
are
it.
Are you hard to live with?
I'm not particularly. Oh. I'm quite easygoing, actually. Well, okay. I just know I'm going to get divorced.
Wow.
So it makes me, you know, it makes me quite sad. Also, I accepted it a long time ago.
Such an odd... I mean, what a great way to go into a relationship when you do. Yeah. Just going, oh, this is great. This is going really well. By the way, I know we're going to get divorced.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not even pretend.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter if you get bored, you know. Because it's just you might as well accept it now. Yeah. So,
wow. So what is Divorce Day? Tell us about Divorce Day.
It's the first working Monday of the year after the festive period.
Right.
And that sees a rise in couples feeling disillusioned about their relationships.
Right.
It's when some married couples make inquiries about divorce.
Right.
Leading to an increase in business for solicitors.
I see. I see some solicitor PR happening here, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
But it's one... I thought it was... So 1 in 10 married couples now get divorced, and I thought it was more.
Yeah, you think? I heard it was like half or 1 in 3.
I thought it was more as well, actually.
Yeah, I always hear like 1 in 3 or 1 in 4, but apparently it's 1 in 10. So that's quite encouraging, but not for me, because I know I will get divorced.
Yeah. Your wedding day, what's that going to be like? It's just going to be pointless, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, in the back of your mind.
It's funny, because I've never thought about my wedding. I never think about my wedding day of getting married.
Just you don't think about your wedding day, just your divorce just day.
You'd just be like, till death do us part. You go, well, I wouldn't. I can't lie to a priest, father, or a.
I'm gonna say,
rabbi.
You get married under the chuppah in Judaism.
Yeah,
what's that? Like mistletoe?
No, it's like a fake house. It's really pretty. It's like decorated with flowers, and then you step on the glass bottle, and that represents the destruction of the temple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or your marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so are there in a Jewish ceremony then, are there also the promises like the death as do part thing? Is there a similar, you know, what's the...
Not really. It doesn't matter. No. Yeah. Well, it's in Hebrew. Yeah. So it doesn't matter because I wouldn't really understand because I can't speak Hebrew.
Right.
But you still have to sign all the papers. I've never been to a wedding. I've been to one wedding. It was a lie. Oh. I've been to one. But it was in Hebrew, so I didn't really understand it.
Good.
So
you're a catch, aren't you?
I don't really know the weddings. But it is divorce day.
Yeah.
That's what's happening today.
Right, all right, okay. Yeah. What else is in the papers?
Well, there's this, a campaign that Jamie Oliver is part of. They're saying that school pupils should stand and squat at their desks to fight childhood obesity.
I saw this.
They should be doing squats.
Yeah.
I mean,
is he expecting people while doing schoolwork to do like squats, like up and down, or are you just supposed to squat instead of having a chair?
When you're learning the alphabet, you have to say a letter every time you come back up.
It would be really unfair if they had to do it during, you know, playtime. So I guess. You know,
but during school, I mean, that's going to put you... You're trying to, I don't know, write a story about... Because this is primary school kids or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fat kids. So if you're trying to write a story about what you did in the holidays...
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you have to be squat... That's going to mess your handwriting right up, isn't it? And now, children, we are going to do sums. So, plank.
It's just so humiliating for the... I was a larger kid, you know, and the thought of having to squat.
Yeah. I mean, it is sort of routinely humiliating, isn't it?
It would be so humiliating.
So why is it? I mean, exactly. I don't think of all the chair manufacturers that would be out of business because of Jamie Oliver. He hasn't thought.
The guidance comes after research showed kids consume 3 times more sugar than recommended, with half coming from snacks and drinks that they don't even think about, which obviously they don't think about because, you know, what child is thinking, oh, this has a lot more sugar than I should be consuming?
I'm just trying to think of an exercise you could do while trying to do schoolwork without disrupting it too much. I mean, you could wall sit.
Yeah.
Because that's an exercise.
What's wall sitting? Sitting on a wall?
No, where you sit with your back against the wall with your knees bent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know.
And hold
that.
Yeah. And that's like a core strengthener or something, isn't it?
What about lunges are quite... You concentrate quite a lot when you're doing lunges. They don't really hurt that much, do they? Or
Burpees. I don't know. Chloe just said that in my ear. Chloe, I don't think you can do schoolwork while doing burpees. I think that's madness.
Just standing at a desk is supposed to burn calories. Yeah. Apparently.
Well, you could jog on. You could sort of jog on the spot, I suppose, a bit.
Just do just PE. Like, why don't we introduce PE into schools? Oh, it's already there. Next story. Right.
Why not have the, you know, those? I don't know what they're for really, but those wobbling plate things that you stand on. You know those.
Oh,
those
are you talking about?
I don't know
the
what
cross trainer.
No, it's like a, just. A, it's,
I know what you mean. Like, it looks like a
plate.
Cross trainer.
Yeah, and you stand on it, so you can stand on that and try and do your work.
It's just so distracting. Just let them. Let them get on with it. You know.
Yeah.
That's what I think. All right. Against this campaign.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, Tara, that's all we've got time for.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, right.
Good. Yeah. Well, you know, I wish you the best of luck in your future nuptials. Even though, you know, we all know now that's going to end really badly for you.
It's not much hope for me.
Why don't you aim not to get a divorce?
It's not an aim. It's just inevitable. It's a fact.
Wow.
Can you not work on it and change the tide?
Maybe
you just haven't found the right person.
Just found any person.
Oh, yeah, I've not found any.
Yeah, but it might be someone you want to be with forever.
Not going to happen.
Wow.
We will divorce.
Okay, get in touch if you're single and want an easy out. We'll put you in touch with Tara. Tara, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
There we go. Diversity paper review there. Now, in the next bit of the programme, we will be... Well, we've got many things coming today, not least a game of Band or Strain of Cannabis. We'll be playing that on the programme. Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us. We have work experience punditry vis-a-vis television. That is coming from Jack. He's our work experience. Got the big debate at 3. We'll be talking Golden Globes, all last night's action from Los Angeles. And hot guest action. Today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. A hairy biker, no less. In here, plugging whatever it is the hairy bikers are doing next. Headline hijack, though. We need a made-up news story in the bulletin to confuse those not listening to this bit. Who is today's headline hijacker? Cornelius.
Jamie.
Where's Jamie from?
Birmingham.
East Birmingham.
Yeah.
Okay. Jamie East Birmingham. You are today's hijacker. And your made-up news story is coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Brighten up your mornings and take a break from the New Year blues on Talk Radio with the Sun Hulls from £9.50. Listen to Talk Radio every weekday morning from 10 for 3 hours packed full of fabulous features, great value guests and quickfire calls on all of the day's top talking points. Don't miss Talk Radio weekday mornings from 10 with the Sun Hulls from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some amazing six-month half-price winter deals to warm you up. For only £5 a month, you can get a SIM-only deal with 1 gigabyte of data, 500 minutes and 5,000 texts. Or for £8.25 a month, treat yourself to a whopping 6 gigabytes of data with 3,000 minutes and 5,000 texts. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
12-month contract, half price in months 2 to 7 only, ends January 28th. Standard UK numbers and EU roaming. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
Cause since you've been sold, dun, 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 I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want since you've been sold.
eBay. Snap it, list it, sell it. The easy way to make room for the new you. Download the app and start selling now. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm calling about your application to us with the National Lottery Awards for All. And I am actually calling with some great news. I can confirm that we'd like to offer you a grant.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Sarah helps young people with learning disabilities through education and training programmes, thanks to National Lottery players.
And you have no idea what a difference this will make to our organisation. Oh my God, I may cry.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is as well in the afternoons. Good afternoon. 2 o'clock. Sandy's got the latest news.
Coming up, another oops moment for the Prime Minister. Fire at Trump Tower and a cult classic inspires a new thrill ride.
Talk Radio.
Brandon Lewis is the new chairman of the Conservatives. As Theresa May's cabinet reshuffle takes place, the Northern Ireland secretary has resigned for health reasons. Andrew Woodcock, political editor of the Press Association, has been telling John Theresa May's run of bad luck has continued even into this reshuffle, with an incorrect tweet being sent out.
The Conservative Party announced that Chris Grayling was the new chairman, congratulated him, and then a few minutes later the tweet disappeared. A couple of hours later we hear that in fact it's Brandon Lewis is going to be the new chairman and not Chris Grayling at all. It gives an initial impression of chaos and disorganisation.
Two people have been injured, one seriously, after a fire at the US President's Trump Tower in New York. More than 80 firefighters were called to the building in Manhattan, which houses luxury apartments and businesses. Smoke was seen coming from the high-rise, but has now started to clear. Former football coach Barry Bennell has admitted a string of child sex offences. The ex-Crewe Alexandra youth coach entered guilty pleas while appearing via video link at Liverpool Crown Court for the start of his trial. The Talk Radio's Alex Dibble reports he will stand trial on further charges.
His alleged victims were as young as 8 years old. They accused Barry Bennell, who was a respected coach with connections to top clubs in England, of using his position of trust and power to assault them between 1979 and 1991. The case against him began in 2016, when a group of his former youth players, now men, came forward. Barry Bennell denies the charges.
And if you like your roller coasters and cult horror films, head to Alton Towers. A new ride's being developed. The Wicker Man roller coaster will feature a six-story flaming structure and a wooden track. The first wooden roller coaster to be built in the UK in 21 years.
That, I like their sort of retro feeling about this. I mean, that's kind of a nice idea. Although
it's
I'm not sure. It's a great
movie.
Of course, it's a great movie. But I'm not sure mixing wood and fire, given Alton Towers' safety record, that's not necessarily the right way to go.
It does seem like they do assure us in all the press blurb that they've sent out that all the tests have been done.
Yeah.
And it is, you know.
It'd be weird not to assure us of that, wouldn't it?
Certainly just would go, be
we've built this roller coaster. We've not had any tests on it yet.
We're not sure.
But you're absolutely right about The Wicker Man, of course, a cult classic. But the whole point of that, of course, is a great big burning wooden structure.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I suppose if roller coasters are supposed to be a little bit frightening, then if they put it next to the log flume, that would possibly be a wise move.
You could go through the fire and then splash the... Perfect.
Yeah, put the fire out.
I'm just trying.
Yeah, they didn't ask me, but I'm just if they need my advice, then I'm happy to join in. Sandy, thank you very much indeed for that. You've got some weather, I understand, is that right?
I have indeed.
Okay, here we are.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Yeah, there is lots of weather around. Plenty of sunshine in the north, overcast and cold, patchy drizzle in the south. It will become windy. Temperatures at about 8 Celsius.
Thank you very much. Now, you are back today as well with bonus news. Now, let us be upfront about this. The news is only around 2 minutes long, as you know.
Yeah.
That's not long enough to cover everything off in the world. You have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
And pick and choose very well you do, but really there's stuff missing. So at 3:30, bonus news covers everything else off. But in a animal, vegetable and mineral.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of everything.
This is legendary in the newsroom, you know. I do know about this. This is, you know.
I know.
We all wait for the thrill of getting the chance to do this.
I know. And it's your first go at it,
yeah.
I think, isn't it? Look at this.
Exciting.
Is it animal news today as well?
Animal news.
We're doing animal news. So if it's happening in the world of animals, Sandy will have it. Vegetable and mineral on consecutive days. So that's round about 3:30 this afternoon. Now here's Pete Abbott, though, with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
The Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Pete Abbott. Philippe Coutinho has completed his big money move from Liverpool to Barcelona. The Brazilian has signed a 5.5-year contract for a fee thought to be worth up to £146 million. Coutinho, though, is going to have to wait up to 3 weeks for his debut, as Barca say he has a thigh injury. The M23 derby between Brighton and Crystal Palace is the last of the FA Cup third-round fixtures tonight. Video technology will be used for the first time in a competitive club game in England this evening. Andy Murray's had surgery in Australia to try to solve a long-term hip injury. Britain's former world number one hopes to be back playing again before the grass court season this summer. England Test cricket vice-captain James Anderson doesn't think sweeping changes need to be made after their 4-0 Ashes defeat. Australia thrashed the tourists by an innings and 123 runs in the final test in Sydney. And in boxing, Anthony Joshua's heavyweight unification fight against Joseph Parker could be confirmed by the end of the week. Reports have claimed the fight will take place at the end of March. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a scientific breakthrough has found out that belly button lint is a renewable and fruitful source of energy. Tests are already being carried out that show a small amount can power a car for 20 metres. The news could lead to cars being invented where people just attach a hose to their belly buttons in order to power their vehicles.
Thank you very much indeed. Sandy there with the news, Pete with the pre-recorded sport. Next, we're going to meet a hairy biker.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
Change forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes
on Talk Radio. For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
So, still to come on the programme today, then a game of band or strain of cannabis. Who knew that cannabis had so many weird names? Well, you might have done, I don't know. But band or cannabis, that's on the way between 3:30 and 4 o'clock. There will also be the big debate at 3 o'clock. Our work experience, Jack's coming in to review the television. We've told him it's a leg up into the industry. That's an absolute lie. It's just that we don't have to pay him. That's why he's doing it. Stephen Hawking joining us later to tell us an unbroadcastable joke, of course. But now, as promised, PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
John Holmes.
I promised you hot guest action, and I'm delivering it right now. Hello, Si.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Si King, out of the Hairy Bikers, of course, joining us. And as I up front, you know, now we might as well get it out of the way, because, you know, you've got a new series starting.
Yeah, well, it started last week.
Started on the 4th.
Started on the 4th, every Thursday night, 8 o'clock, BBC Two.
Yeah.
Watch it, or we'll get sacked.
They have the same approach to listeners around here. I'm not kidding. Right, so... you've been doing this for a long time now. I don't know how, you know, because I remember, you know, back when it all started. And it's one of those things, do you sit down between series and indeed books and go, right, where haven't we been? What haven't we cooked? What haven't we done? How do you keep going, right, what do we do next?
We just come up with ideas in the pub. Do you know what I mean?
Honestly,
and if the Beeb decide that they're, you know, going to let us go, then we'll do it. It's honestly that simple.
Yeah.
But we always want to go to somewhere that we're interested in and passionate about, because if you do that, the program just makes itself.
Yeah.
In the very beginning, we went to Namibia, which isn't a great place to start a food program, because there's very little there.
Just a desert.
So it is, yes. And we rode across said desert and fell off motorcycles a lot. So
But that's what makes... That's the point, isn't it? That's exactly it. You know, we don't want to see you in a kitchen in that sense. We want to see you out and about on a bike and then doing the stuff.
Sure. Well, look, it's about that journey, isn't it? And motorcycles are a great mode of transport for that, because it's not about getting to A to B. It's the bit in the middle that's important. And what's lovely about doing the bike is that food is just like, it's just this amazing, amazing, massive subject that's caught up with culture and celebration and love and loss and life And when you go to places that you know ordinarily you wouldn't go to, it just makes a great program.
Yeah,
and we absolutely love it, and we're incredibly lucky blokes. You know.
Yeah, well, yeah, you are.
Yeah, we are.
Because you are the envy. Because you sort of go, yeah, I'd like to do that. I'd like to do that.
Well, no, there's not one day. You know, sometimes when we're setting a shot up for the bikes or whatever. And Dave and I just look at each other and go, flipping heck. This is great, isn't it?
So this is the Mediterranean adventure.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and it's one of those, you know, because that, when you, again, you're talking about food, and you're talking about culture and everything else, and everywhere has its, but it's surprising, even though, you know, the Med is a region, but you go throughout the Med, and the food changes so much in that region alone.
Well, you know what, John, what was great about doing the Mediterranean series was that we've got to existing relationship with it, haven't we? It's normally where we all go on our hulls.
Yeah.
And it was just a great opportunity to kind of take the lid off that and look at the cultural influences and the food, because they go hand in hand, that actually make up one of the world's greatest cuisines. And what was great about it was that there are so many influences, economic influences, migration, wars, you know, it was just the most fabulous thing. And then obviously with the movement of people comes the movement of culture and great arts and poets and mathematicians and all of that. So the Mediterranean is a massive culture of and mismatch of lots of different foods from lots of different influences.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 22 countries that surround the Mediterranean and about just short of 200 islands. So if you think of that, and the Med has always been this really ancient, wonderful superhighway of information and trade.
Yeah.
So inevitably with that, you get a great cuisine.
Yeah. And in terms of the places, you know, you've gone to, it's sort of all over the places. And I just wonder about that, talking about the movement of culture, because it's the history of the human race as well, of course, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Because, you go back to the early time of, you know, when farming first started to happen, it's about food. It's all about food. People were hunter-gatherers. People moved to follow the food and to follow what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So actually, it sounds stupid to say our very existence comes down to food, because, you know, we die without it. But it's travel started off being about food.
Oh, absolutely, and it's not changed. Even though we live in a modern world, there are some variables that simply don't change. You know, the migrations of people, it's still happening, and particularly in the Mediterranean because of the political unrest.
Yeah.
And so there's all of that. There's all of that that goes to make people's lives and influence people's existences, and that's the wonder that is first of all, as you quite rightly say, that is food, but it's also those celebrations that surround it, and you know, whether that be a birthday, whether that be a death, a marriage, you know, a saint's day,
food's always there.
It's always there,
yeah.
and it's that big leveler right across all cultures, because as you quite rightly say, everybody needs to eat. And
we were just talking as well. Good to get your take on it. This thing about Jamie Oliver today saying about kids should do squats while learning so they're doing exercise while learning at school.
Right.
The whole childhood obesity stuff and everything else, which he talks about a lot. And I was trying to work out what exercise you could still do while still working. You know, because kids doing squats at desk, I'm not sure the handwriting. My kids are still struggling with handwriting because they're 5 and 7. Asking them to do squats at the same time is never going to work.
No, it's not. I mean, listen, I'm really surprised Jamie hasn't come up with that, because some of his ideas are brilliant. But I've got to tell you, that's not one of the best. How are you? If you're in your pottery class, are you going to do squats while you're making a coil pot? Can you? It's wrong.
It's not going to happen, is it? What's your take on the whole, the sugar debate at the moment is huge, of course. And about how we get it out of our foods, and you know, we heard last week about fans of Iron Brew stockpiling the old stuff because of the new recipe.
I saw that.
You know, what's the, if there is an answer to it? I mean, is it with the manufacturers, or is it with better education with parents and kids and stuff?
Well, I think it's as Jamie has done quite successfully. I think it's a culmination of all of those things, because if you have a culture of food part of the problem is that everything is available all of the time to us, so we kind of lose the knowledge of when stuff is in season.
Yeah.
Because we all shop in supermarkets, myself included. And processed food's never great. it's never great because it's not what it should be. It was interesting. We were filming in America about 2 years ago, and it was remarkable because they take what is a great product and then they process it and then they turn it back into the original product that they'd processed. And you go, well, just don't process it and just give us something that's really good. It's hilarious. So I think that it's about food knowledge, and it's about informing people that, yeah, look, you know, if you put loads of... And it's a really simple message, because what happens is we get really confused about it. If you eat more calories than you burn, and guess what? You get fat.
Yeah, funny that.
It's just that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, and also we're becoming incredibly sedentary, aren't we? You know, we've got game stations and the telly and stuff, and it's like this society, tablets and stuff, all that.
Kids aren't outside playing after school like you and me. They weren't out there.
No, it was great. No, you know, robbing people's next door milk and that was great.
Milk's fattening, though.
Oh yeah. Well, nah. You see, this is the thing. This is the thing. That everything in moderation. It's okay. It's there aren't any really bad foods, but if you eat loads of stuff with fat in it, although it's just about a balanced diet informing people that, look, you know, I remember, I don't know about you, John, but I don't know whether you remember either. We never used to eat meat, like, every day. We just didn't, because we couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
So I remember, like, getting really excited on a Sunday because the joint of beef or pork was in the oven. And everybody eats meat all the time now.
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
Yeah.
And it's just that kind of thing of, like, well, look, you know, get a bit more creative in the kitchen, but you have to have the knowledge and understand what to do.
Yeah.
And if those skill sets aren't learnt, either in school or from your parents, how are you going to do it? It's a difficult one. So I think it has to start with education, and then you just work it through from there, really.
Okay. Are we still all right to keep Si hanging around over time?
Yeah, that'd be great.
You don't mind hanging around?
I'm perfectly happy, thanks,
good
lads.
Man. All right, we'll be back to talk more about, because, you know, we've talked about food, we haven't talked about hair yet.
No, hair or bikes.
The Holy Trinity.
That's right, so there's plenty to come.
There's so much to do.
So much to talk about. All right, Si, one of the hairy bikers, a hairy biker with us here in the studio. We'll be talking more after Traffic and Travel. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? Obviously this.
Mom, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Looking for a new kitchen? Right now at Wren Kitchens, get 10% off all worktops when you buy 5 or more fully assembled units. Hurry, offer ends 10 p.m. tonight.
Before you find a car and fall in love, get a finance deal that fits you like a glove. Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first before you fall in love.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
I was unaware of the progression opportunities within teaching, but my career has progressed in ways that I never thought possible.
I think it's a great profession to be in if you're ambitious.
I'm already the head of my own department.
It's not just once you're a teacher and that's it.
Even now that I'm head teacher, it doesn't mean that there's nowhere else for me to go.
100%, that was the best decision that I made.
I chose to teach.
A career in teaching offers you the opportunity to progress fast. Apply now to train. Search, apply to teach.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
What seemed to be the problem?
It's my career. It's broken down.
Well, let's take a look. Work-life balance? How's that running?
It's not.
Okay, so you're the boss or the employee?
The slave.
Know what? You need something new, mate.
Become a Red driving instructor and change direction. With comprehensive training, job satisfaction and work in your own hours. Red. Get your career in gear. Go to reddrivingschool.com for details. Go Red and get ahead.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Midlands M6 has one lane closed off southbound at junction 8 with M5. That's all due to an accident, so that's been closed on the exit slip road. Southbound M5 in Worcestershire, one lane closed off due to multi-vehicle accidents. That's between junction 4A, junction 5 for Droitwich, but traffic coming well at the moment. Berkshire, westbound M4, heavy traffic, lane closed off on the exit slip due to a broken down vehicle, junction 12 for Phil. And in Cornwall, Carnan Downs, southbound A39, that's been blocked by an accident at the junction with Triring Lane. I'm Bill Sheldrake.
The Matalan sale is now even bigger, with up to 70% off across the store. Don't miss out on these final reductions. Shop in-store or online now at matalan.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are indeed talking, and we are talking to Cy King out of Off of Hairy Bikers, of course. And we were just saying, we are 50% at biker strength here. Because your erstwhile colleague, David, is not well.
He's got the flu.
Yeah.
And it's proper hit them sideways.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, as most of us know, dear, quite well, he hates being off.
Yeah.
He's weird.
Yeah.
Because I love being off.
There's a sort of sense of horror about this. The person who didn't want to be here is here.
Well, I always want to be here, lads. I always want to be here.
We were just talking about Christmas as well, which is interesting, because you know, if you do this professionally, you're cooking professionally, which you do, of course, the case of who does Christmas dinner, because it's still not a day off for you, that. You've got you're working all the way through.
Lads, have you seen me hands? Look, I've got dishwasher's hands. It was interesting over Christmas, actually, because my son James left for Colombia on the 28th.
All right.
Now, his girlfriend is from Iran. So we had, I think the count was about 23 people, because all of Sarah's family came over as well, and we sat and we ate, and it was chaos. It was how many have we got? It was like doing a service on Christmas Day all the way through, from kind of 3 days out of Christmas Eve. We just started to cook, and Mish and I were kind of looking at each other going, "We ever going to get out of this kitchen?"
What do you do for oven space? Do you have two ovens?
No, I tell you, I don't. I just got a really big one,
okay.
And I kind of, and it's rotation. That's what we do.
Oh, wow.
So it's all about kind of, you know, making sure you've got to know your cooking times, and it's just got to get organised about it when you're kind of bringing food out like that. But it's great because it's a big celebration. Everybody's around the table, you know. Sometimes there's at least four or five that have a little bit too much to drink.
Yeah, well.
But it's Christmas.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about sort of, as we mentioned, sort of hair and bikes, but I want to take you back.
Yes.
Because you haven't always done this.
No,
so your previous incarnation.
Yes.
Because you worked in the film industry.
I did, yeah. I did. I worked in film and telly, as did Dave, and that's how we met.
Because he did special effect prosthetics and stuff,
he
right?
Did, yeah, did. He did. He was a fantastic, well, still is, I suppose, a fantastic makeup artist. But as you say, specialised in prosthetics, incredibly talented. And I was a locations manager and first assistant director in the film and television industry.
So for those that don't know, what was the coming together of the Hairy Bikers and the food and the travel then? What happened?
So
then?
Well, what happened was that we... worked on a thing called, it was a Catherine Cookson drama, with Robson Green.
Yeah.
And, so Dave was makeup. I was at the time a second assistant director, I think. And Dave and I got together to do the calls for the actors and all that sort of stuff, because they all needed particular bits and bobs done before they went on the set. And we did that in about half an hour, because Dave's really good. And at the time, I was kind of, you know, this was my third one of the year, so I was into the flow of stuff. And then we had a curry and a pint, and finished the work, had a curry and a pint. And we just and it was just a love of food and motorcycles and music and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's odd, the film industry, because what happens is you get a bunch of people thrown together. And they all have a particular skill set, and you work flipping hard. And the hours are incredibly long. So it's like it becomes this kind of unit, film unit, you know. And then everybody's interreliant on each other. And so it's pretty intense. And that's how we met.
And did you, when you sort of shared the curry, was it a case of going, oh, yeah, we could do a thing? Or was it in that Jamie Oliver way, somebody looking at you go, those two men look like hairy bikers. I wonder if I could do something with that.
No. Well, what happened was that we kind of, after that, I think Dave and I did three films together, and then we went our separate ways. I worked for Warner Brothers for a while on the Harry Potter films, and Dave went off to do stuff in Canada and South Africa, so we kind of didn't...
And do look like a wizard, so that's a good thing.
Thank you. I tell you what, man, I'm busy at this time of year, you know what I'm saying? We came up with the idea because we just thought, listen, you know, we haven't had a pay rise for like 15 years, and the hours are getting longer. So actually, we've had a pay cut. This is nuts. And it's a young man's game, you know, the film and telly industry. So we thought, let's write something. So we did, and it took us 3 years to get it off the ground.
Yeah.
And there was a lovely man called John Stroud, who was no longer with us, and a guy called Vikram Jayanti, who was again a lovely man. And we got at the time there was a commissioner that was their mates at the BBC, and we went up and went, hi, any chance of giving us a go? And they went, So, and that was it, really. We as I say, it took us 3 years to get it off the ground, and we did the first pilot in Portugal, and it was a bit new and it was a bit fresh.
Yeah.
And Nancy Banks Smith, I remember the quote, she said,
she's a critic, yeah.
Yeah, she's a TV critic. She said, oh, well, it's not so much like a breath of fresh air, but somebody's blown the flipping doors off. So I was very, very, and I still remember that. So thank you, Nancy, for that.
But it's gone from strength to strength, of course, now, because, you know, this is, how many series is it now? I mean, this is the...
I don't know.
But books as well. I mean, that's the other
thing.
Yeah,
18 books.
I think we've got three, at least, you know. Everyone has, haven't they?
Well,
it's like you look around, everyone's got a Delia. Everyone's got a Jamie and a Nigella and a biker. Everyone's got them now. But how do you fit into the? Because it's quite the food market is quite crowded, especially on television.
Sure.
And that, if you will pardon this terrible expression, the celebrity, sort of book sale. Yeah, that book market is right there, and you're always in the top end of that, of course. But how do you make everything different enough? You know what? Because do you have to look around at the others and go, all right, well, Jamie's doing that.
No, we never ever do that. We honestly never do that. Our publishers are Weinfeld and Nicholson and in various guises in Seven Dials, and they're fantastic with us because we come up with ideas. The great thing about books is it's a real collaborative effort.
Yeah.
So Dave and I will come up with the initial idea, and then we'll take it to a lovely lady called Amanda Harris. And Amanda,
I know Amanda. And this is very in now, isn't it? She's my editor as well.
Is she?
Right.
She's so lush. She's such a lovely lady.
This is so in.
Yeah.
Hi Amanda.
Hi Amanda. There we go. And we kind of say, what do you think about this? And then sometimes she goes yes, sometimes she goes no, and we start that collaboration, because we never publish any book just for the sake of publishing a book, just because, you know, whether the publishers want it or otherwise. Yeah. It's about it's got to have a load of integrity to it, because there's no point in doing it otherwise, because then it's just it's wrong.
Yeah.
And what we tend to do as well, we test and retest and retest all the books. So so when you open it, you know that if you follow it, you're going to get the result that you want.
Well, I think people have said that, because I'm not great in the kitchen, but when someone once said to me, if you can read, you can cook.
Yes, it's true.
And I thought, oh yeah, actually, if you just do what you're told,
it kind of
just turns out somewhere like it should, I suppose.
Yeah, you're dead right, John. You just relax, get into it, get into the flow of it, and just read it. When the people ask us, they'll go, oh, I wish you'd do, like, you know, a cookbook for two. I'll go, well, why? Well, she says, because for four or six. And I said, well, either third or half it. Are you daft? It's hilarious. And some of this, but it's great. It's always great because we know that people have spent money on a book. It's an investment.
Yeah.
And it's normally a pretty special occasion when you get a cookbook out. You've got mates coming round or you're cooking for people that you love. And we want to make sure that that book is absolutely right. I think in all of our careers, we've had three complaints about a mistake in a recipe.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of that, as is Dave.
Can you remember those particular complaints? I bet you can.
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Go on then.
So one was a TV cake. It was like a Romanian recipe, and it was one of Dave and Lil's, and this one just couldn't get it. And we'll go. So Dave made a little video and made it over and went, look, follow the instructions. And anyway, she was doing something wrong. So anyway, that was fine.
Yeah.
So that was, there was two on that one. And
that,
then
that was user error then.
Really. It was, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was definitely user error because we were scratching our heads going, hold on. That, well, no, it definitely comes out like this. What are you doing? And, so there was that. There was that one, and then there was another one about meat that we kind of said, "No, well, no, you just the oven's too, the oven's too like cool. You need to roast it."
Mm.
And this lady was like, "Oh, like, turn the oven up, missus. You'll be all right." It was hilarious.
You say that. Can I dive in a second?
Of course,
sorry,
Sandy.
I'm just interrupting very rudely.
Rude.
You say that about following recipes. Why is it? I'm quite a good cook, if I say so myself.
Yes.
I cannot make scones. They always come out like biscuits.
You can't make scones.
They are so disappointing.
And do you closely follow a recipe?
I do.
You know,
various
different
ones. I tried it with bicarb, with different types of flour. They always come out really disappointing.
Right. You need to rub your mixture a bit more, and
right,
also top tip. Use baking powder. Don't use.
I can see that you are.
This is great for radio.
Do you know what? When I came to work today, someone said to me, "You are going to see Sandy Waugh, the legendary newsreader, mime rubbing her
fat into flour."
Something I would have gone, "What?"
What? And the other thing is, you always use when you're doing scones, always use a hot baking tray.
I don't do that. There you go.
There now. Now you. Now tonight you have to go and do scones and come back and tell us.
Scones tonight.
And then come and tell us.
Oh, yeah,
if
bring them in. We'll bring them in. Yeah.
And then we'll find out if that hot baking tip has literally worked.
And don't roll the dough out.
Yeah, you've got to be quite gentle with
gentle, because you want to get that thing. And stop using bicarb. Use baking powder.
Okay.
Just letting you know.
Look at that. There it is. Listen, Si, we're out of time, but thank you very much for coming in.
Oh, hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you
really good
so very much for having me.
Hairy Bikers Mediterranean Adventure. Started last Thursday. I imagine it's all on the iPlayer anyway, so you can just catch
up with it. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock.
Good stuff. All right, thank you. Sandy's here with the news. In the next half an hour of the programme, we will be bringing you Jack, who is our work experience. He's going to be reviewing some television for us. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's 2:32.
Talk Radio. Let's bring in the latest Cabinet reshuffle news. We have Philip Hammond is remaining as Chancellor of the Exchequer. Amber Rudd is still the Home Secretary. Brandon Lewis is the new Chairman of the Conservatives. This is after the party wrongly announced the job had gone to Chris Grayling. The Tories' official Twitter account congratulated the Transport Secretary seconds before deleting the tweet. Even the corrected tweet then had to be deleted and replaced as it had a spelling mistake. The Northern Ireland Secretary has resigned. James Brokenshire says it's due to health reasons.
I have a small lesion in my right lung that will require surgery to remove. Whilst the health team believe that that will deal with the issue and that I'll be back to work, it will take a number of weeks.
Paramedics have been called to a light aircraft crash in Gloucestershire. It came down in a field near the village of Overbury. It isn't far from Tewkesbury around lunchtime. Two people have been injured, one seriously after a fire at the US President's Trump Tower in New York. More than 80 firefighters were called to the building in Manhattan, which houses luxury apartments and businesses. The BBC's China editor has resigned from her role in protest against the gender pay gap at the corporation. Carrie Gracie has written an open letter accusing it of having a secretive and illegal pay culture. Ms. Gracie, who is staying with the corporation in a newsroom role, says it's not about a pay rise.
In the 6 months since we heard the pay disclosures in July, I have been trying to say to my bosses, equal pay is very, very important to me. It's not about giving me a pay rise. It's about equality between men and women.
And Andy Murray says he is very optimistic after having surgery on his troublesome hip in Australia. It has kept him out of competitive tennis since Wimbledon in July. He's had to pull out of the Australian Open as well. He announced that last week. The weather, lots of sunshine in the north this afternoon. Well, I say that, it's almost sunset time, isn't it? So I ought to change
well,
that.
Well, it's I mean, it's what time does it get dark now?
It's another hour or so, isn't it? So probably. I'll update that.
Yeah, they normally do about half three, I think. Yes. But it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll change that. It's getting a bit old, isn't it? But it's going to be quite chilly, getting windy. Temperatures about 8 Celsius.
It was freezing yesterday.
It was.
Oh, it was. Was it bitter?
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
It was taters this morning.
I stopped at some traffic lights. I was walking.
You don't have to stop at traffic lights if you're walking.
No, because I was crossing the road.
Oh, I understand that.
And my hands got really cold.
Did they?
I got really upset.
I yesterday decided, because for the first time ever this year, I put some Christmas lights in a tree, an outside tree, because my daughter's decided.
That's nice.
Well, you know, but it's not something I've done before, but my daughter's insisted upon it. So I had to do that. But then yesterday I had to take them down. And that, I had to get in a tree with a ladder to do this. And that was cold, let me tell you. And I couldn't wear gloves because of the intricacies of trying to untangle lights, which I was regretting having put in the tree.
You needed a ladder. Or is it bonsai tree?
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer radio show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer radio show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I don't really understand the bonsai tree thing. Anyway, look, it's 25 to 3, and there's stuff to come. The big debate at 3, no less. There's going to be... that's right, because cannabis got legalised for certain conditions in California, then we are going to be playing a game. Because I was reading about it, it turns out there's so many different strains of cannabis that all have different names given to them. So we're going to be playing a game of banned or cannabis. If you'd like to have a go, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But look, what's that coming over the hill? Oh, that's right, it's a work experience. And the work experience it is Jack. Hello, Jack.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Now, regular listeners will know Jack reviews television for us. Not just television, but certainly mostly television on a regular basis. He's told him leg up into the industry, that sort of thing. You know, this will see you on your way into the media. Absolute nonsense, of course. Just that we don't have to pay him. And that's the reason he's here. But what we also know about Jack, of course, is he watches absolute tat that nobody else would even give a moment's notice. What do you got today?
Oh, today that would be Costa del Celebrity.
No.
Basically, Channel 5 have paid for Anne Diamond and Nick Owen to go on holiday to Spain and arbitrarily chucked Ainsley Harriott into the mix and told a load of cameramen to follow them around. It's probably the laziest piece of programming since Bromans, and at least it had thick people fighting and humping. Neil and Christine Hamilton are also on this holiday.
Oh, God.
The words steaming pile of dog dirt don't quite do it justice. And if anything, make it sound far more exciting than it actually is. The only thing remotely entertaining is a few seconds when Vicky Michelle rubs Ainsley Harriott's bonce. It's basically a saga holiday for the elderly, like what my nan goes on. And Channel 5 would basically have been better off filming a fly-on-the-wall documentary of a pensioner's cruise in the Caribbean.
Wow.
They all just totter around Valencia, presumably in search of some kind of solution to their respective conditions. I would recommend it for people who struggle falling asleep, but I don't want to be responsible for any boredom-induced comas.
Right. Please tell me we have a clip.
Yes, it's the intros clip we got.
Here we go. Well, that didn't sound much like a clip. Although, that sounded more interesting than your description of the actual thing.
I would have thought so, yeah.
Yeah. Do we have a Chloe? Chloe? Hi, Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Yeah.
What happened there, Chloe?
Don't know.
Oh.
This is sometimes happens.
A gremlin.
Right.
The system.
A technical gremlin. I mean, now you're not telling us we're going to be left high and dry without a clip from that magnificent sounding programme.
I tell you what, we will get one after the next break.
What a tease to keep people listening.
Yeah.
There we go. All right.
All right. Well, in the meantime,
we could just listen to that static. And it should probably be more entertaining than Anne Diamond and Nick Owen. But Anne Diamond and Nick Owen, of course, were a team, weren't they? They were back in the days of before your time. They used to present TVAM or something.
No, yeah, well, I do some research, breakfast. Obviously, because it's well before my time there. But yeah, BBC breakfast type show.
Yeah.
I hear at the time they were rumoured to have been having a kind of affair going on. And sadly, I mean, that would have been quite an interesting prospect for this programme if they were to reignite old flames. And Diamond quashes those rumours within the first 30 seconds,
yeah.
Rendering the rest of the programme completely obsolete.
So sort of taking away that sort of will they, won't they?
Yeah.
In sort of, you switch it on, they absolutely won't.
Under no circumstances.
How
apparently.
Does she quash that?
She says, can I just say, there were categorically no, emphatically no sexual relations between me and Nick Owen. I'm sure those same words have come out of a great many women's mouths over the years.
And indeed, they were a sort of very successful, you know, dream team. They were the sort of Philip and Holly. Is that what she's called? Holly Willoughby. Yeah, that's right. Philip,
yeah.
Philip and Holly of their day. Very much, you know, Richard and Judy, if you like, but without the sex.
So I hear.
It might be just Richard and Judy. I don't know. I can't speak for them. I don't know. Anyway, in terms of, again, I always like to, as you know, sort of the leveller of, because you watch a lot of this stuff.
Yep.
So, and you've brought several appalling things in here on a weekly basis. It sounded like this might be the worst one yet.
Well, the thing is, it's weird. I've got a love-hate relationship. When I bring some tat in, sometimes I really enjoy it. I mean, as far as this is the strongest level of tat of experience because it is so boring. Don't watch it, even if you like tat like me, basically. It's a one star in
but
terms of...
But now you've made me want to watch it more than any of the other things you've ever brought in.
Well, once we get the clip ready, I was only going to... selected the opening credits, which give you a flavour of the excruciating boredom.
So it's Ainsley Harriott.
Yep, Vicky Michelle.
I think Vicky Michelle's coming in here, if she hasn't already, talk to...
Vicky Michelle's on talk radio every week.
To Paul Ross about it, I think, is she?
Probably.
I'm sure I've heard about that. And who?
Neil and Christine.
Neil and Christine Hamilton, of course.
Yeah.
Any sexual relations between them?
Not within the last decade, I don't think. but I wouldn't want to speculate.
Well, we don't know. That,
they might
sure.
be at it like rabbits. We don't know.
We
let's
have
say
no idea.
Let's say that they are.
No, well, let's just not comment on
that. Okay, fine.
Well, I didn't really know who they were.
Fun game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Send in a celebrity couple from the past.
And tell us whether they're still doing it or not. Richard and Judy's your benchmark. Then you can go Neil and Christine. Then little,
you know what? Let's not. Let's just.
I hear Neil Hamilton's so thick he needs instructions.
All right,
back
Jack.
Away. Little and large. Maybe they're still. I don't know. Any celebrity TV couple. 87222.
No, let's not.
Okay,
this.
Fine.
Not,
all right. No, I'm sure they're all.
If we're on later in the evening than maybe.
Okay, we're not. It's all fine. Right, good. Listen, Jack, thank you. Stay with us. We will find a clip of that because I'm determined to listen to a bit of it. And we're going to be talking about what after the traffic and travel break?
Celebrity psych test.
Oh, my God. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're looking at terrible television with Jack the Work Experience.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion. Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success. Tomorrow night from 7 on The James Whale Show on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
This is pepperoni. This is salami. Put them together and wow! Add some cheese, your favorite sauce, and bellissimo! Get a taste of Italy for just £1.99 until the 21st of January with the spicy Italian from Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Participation may vary. See subway.com for details.
Well, happy driving. Cool. And Who's that lying on my X-Trail's roof?
Oh, that's Mike, giving the sunroof seal a final once-over. So if you could drive a little bit slower.
Because we know every Nissan from top to bottom, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 15th of January, where you could drive away a used 66-plate X-Trail from £17,777. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
How does NCS make me feel?
When I see Mum and Dad's faces as I tell them I'm cooking tonight, it's like, yes!
When I perform CPR and save that man's life, who cares if he's plastic? It's like, oh yeah!
When I realise I'm not scared of heights, I love them! It's like, woohoo!
In a word, NCS makes me feel unstoppable. Search NCS to find out more.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Midlands M6 has one lane closed off southbound at junction 8 with M5. That's all due to an accident, so that's been closed on the exit slip road. Southbound M5 in Worcestershire, one lane closed off due to multi vehicle accidents. So that's between junction 4A, junction 5 for Droitwich, but traffic coping well at the moment. Berkshire, westbound M4, heavy traffic, lane closed off on the exit slip due to a broken down vehicle, junction 12 at Fylde. And in Cornwall, Carnan Downs, southbound A39, it's been blocked by an accident at the junction with Triwing Lane. I'm Bill Sheldrake.
The Matalan sale is now even bigger, with up to 70% off across the store. Don't miss out on these final reductions. Shop in-store or online now at matalan.co.uk.
Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies and train wrecks like me.
Jack Commando.
Never know just where the conversation will take you.
Well, a human being isn't a dog.
No.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed. Good afternoon. If you're just joining us, welcome along. It is Talk Radio between 1 and 4. We're talking television and reviewing some tat that is available to watch. All very much looking forward to the clip when we eventually get it. What was it called again, Jack?
Costa del Celebrity.
My God. Right. Before we get on to more... Well, that and more, though, of course, a lot going on. There's a reshuffle. There's a cabinet reshuffle. We know about that. Amber Rudd is staying on as Home Secretary. We didn't think she was going anywhere anyway. She's one of the big positions that we didn't think was going to alter. Philip Hammond staying on as Chancellor of the Exchequer. It would have been slight madness to move him anyway after the delivery of the budget that went down sort of all right. In the autumn, David Davis would stay on as Brexit Secretary. I bet he's really pleased about that. I bet he was really looking forward to just not doing that anymore. Tough. But there's the Northern Ireland Secretary stepped down due to ill health. There's a lot going on. They announced that Chris Grayling was going to be the chairman of the party. That was on the Conservatives' Twitter feed. Then they had to delete it because that's not what it was at all. It was, who was it? Brandon Lewis, I think, in the end.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on. We'll keep you up to date. Trump Tower, Donald Trump's tower is on fire. So there's fire. We don't know about the fury. We'll keep you up to date on that as well.
I imagine he's furious.
Livid. There is an oil tanker on fire in the East China Sea with some very toxic, it's not crude oil, it's a derivative, and it's a very toxic, particularly toxic oil, and they're thinking it could explode as well. That's happening in the news today. There's a lot. Golden Globes last night, of course, with all of the hashtag stuff that was going on there. We'll be talking about that on the show later. There's a lot going on. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it,
yeah,
John.
That's quite all right, Cornelius. We are, as ever, here to help. Taking the news stories that are making the news and becoming stories and analysing them using Japanese poetry. It's the obvious way forward. It's syllables, you see. 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Radiohead Sue, Lana Del Rey for making the same boring song.
haikus. That's right, isn't it? Radiohead. Now, she announced this. There was a rumour of it. Now, she announced it on her Twitter feed, Lana Del Rey, saying, this is Creep. So, Radiohead song Creep. She's done it. It was the final song on her last album, which has the same chord progression as Creep, according to Radiohead's lawyers, anyway. So, they are suing her. She'd already offered them 40% of the rights, but they want 100% of the rights, apparently. But here's the weird thing about it. Radiohead themselves were sued for Creep back in the day. So now the radio, when Radiohead's Creep now has to carry a songwriting credit from the Hollies because the chord progression is the same as The Air That I Breathe by the Hollies. So Radiohead is suing her over a song they originally got sued over by the
Well, I'm very pleased, Sean, because Creep by Radiohead is the only song I can play fully on ukulele. But it now means I can now play three different songs on the ukulele.
Yeah, look at that.
You know, my back catalogue has trebled in literally one news story.
Excellent. Good. So every cloud has, etc. Right, look, more of that, of course, as we go along. But there's television, and some of it is ruddy awful. And it's Jack's job to review it. I say job, I mean, he kind of finds it pleasurable, if I'm honest. He can review any television he likes, our work experience, Jack. He chooses to watch this stuff. We've already talked about, what is it, Costa del Celebrity.
Correct, yep.
We're hoping to bring you a clip of that horror very shortly, but while we're trying to sort that out, where next?
We're going to 4 On Demand. It's Celebrity Psych Test. Oh, 10 episodes, each about 14 minutes long. They involve two celebs answering questions designed to reveal aspects of their personality. Then they get a psychologist to chat to the celeb about their answers. It's quite a good premise. I'm sure we can all think of countless celebrities we'd like to see interviewed in that way. Unfortunately, the end product is nothing more than a big slathering tongue cleaning and preening the anuses of predominantly third-rate reality TV rodents.
Right.
And by Christ, did the rodents enjoy it. because of the 20 celebs Channel 4 managed to get on this show, only 4 of any real credibility. The problems with this show are the same as a lot of British programming of late. You can kind of justify putting talentless divs on TV if you pump them full of alcohol. And make them physically fight each other, preferably both. That's fine by me. But when you ask the viewer to sit through some armchair psychologist and analyse their tiny infantile minds without a whiff of irony, you really are taking the mickey, frankly.
Right, who are these people?
Oh, we're talking the receptionists, yeah, on the reality shows Tattoo Fixers and Celebs Go Dating. Not the people involved, not even the tattooists, not even the celebs involved. The receptionists, right?
Wow.
They're considered celebrities now. It's Channel 4 eating itself yet again. To their credit, they've got Krishnan Guru Murphy and Janet Street Porter and Kelly Holmes on. But to see them, you have to endure the inane, introspective dribblings of people like, you know, the receptionists. I've got nothing against receptionists, but when it comes to watching them soul search on national TV with Britain's least insightful shrink, I'd rather get in a cold bath and take an electric cheese grater to my Jacobs. Anyway, we've got a clip of Tom Wilson Reed, who is the receptionist on Celebs Go Dating. Here are his inane dribblings on his... own personality.
Suggested when you're at a party you like to go around introducing yourself, yes, to people.
I do it in spite of shyness.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's a rickety bridge with this wonderful meadow beyond it. And I think, well, I'm not going to let this silly bridge stand in the way. I want to play in the meadow. So I'll go. I don't have that faith in my own ideas.
Right. So the ideas are there, but you're holding them back and you're being cautious with those ideas. Would it be safe to say that?
I think that's too flattering. I don't think they're there in the first place.
Okay. All right.
In the test, there was a question that summed that up. I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like, do you think it's worth it to get bruised? And that's really my mantra for life, is that you go out into the world knowing that you will, really, or knowing that you might well, because the things that you care most about are the things that make you most vulnerable. Yes, you might get very hurt, you might, but what's the other option? Being a hermit and not ever putting your head above the parapet, I think.
Well, I mean, you do get bruised if you have a tattoo, don't you? So that's not
untrue. The geezer's a receptionist on one of the worst programmes made this decade. Who cares? Who cares about his personality type? You know what I mean? It's an outrage.
Yeah, but there it is. But you see, that's it. Anybody can become a celebrity now, and that's what's happened there. Yep. He's just been on the television, and thus he's a... in the background, presumably. I mean, I don't watch celebrity tattooing.
It is a fun one. We've been offered for this show as guests. the barmaid and two of the waiters from the First Date restaurant.
Yeah.
See, not the barman, sorry.
This
you know,
is the
Merlin.
Point, isn't it?
Warning.
He's probably the least offensive, the barman.
Yeah.
I mean,
have you ever seen First Date? I feel really sorry for Merlin, because he's this lonely man who they sit all the dates by the bar at first before their date.
Yeah.
And he talks to them. And every time he always goes, so who would you like to walk through the door today then? And then they always never describe him.
Yeah, I'm looking for a barman. Wow. I'm looking for a barman with very little forehead. It's honestly, a spam is minuscule, isn't it?
Yeah,
to be honest, nice bloke, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, we might get him in. Yeah,
I think we should now. We can help him out. This is a good idea. Okay, well, as I keep having to ask you, in the pantheon of these programmes, where does this one sit?
Oh, it's a tough one. It's actually quite irritating to watch. If you want to get wound up, maybe perhaps before a boxing fight or an amateur scrap in the streets,
yes,
I'd recommend it because it's really irritating. But as far as pure enjoyment is concerned, zero stars.
Good, yeah. Fine. Okay, we've got another one to talk about?
Oh, yeah, we've got a third programme.
Okay, we still haven't heard a clip of Costa Del.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But I want to hear that at the end. I think we're going to build to that.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where I'm going to take that. So let's talk about the final horror that you've brought.
Oh, it's not. It's my two-thirds tap, one-third decent. Finally, I'm going to end on Black Mirror. The new series has been on Netflix for a week and a half. I've seen five out of the six. It's managed to sustain the high quality and certainly still one of the best things on the box. I would say that it's slightly run out of steam in terms of the power of its social critique when compared to previous series, and you could argue that the fact they've ramped up the darkness in certain episodes is perhaps an overcompensation for that, but you're still left with plenty to chew on afterwards, and the first two episodes in particular are truly supreme.
I've seen the first one. Is it USS Callister?
Correct, yeah. And Archangel. Yeah,
yeah. I've only seen the Callister one.
Yeah.
I'm not a Black Mirror. I'm very late to Black Mirror. I've only ever seen one, which was one about robot bees before.
Oh, that's such a good one. Because
it just hadn't,
series three.
You know, crossed my, I just hadn't had time. But I watched the, you know, USS Callister one and at the weekend. And, I thought it was very good indeed. Because the Star Trek spoofing thing was done really well. I mean, it was shot just like those things used to be, including the palette of colours that were used and everything. I thought it was the attention to detail.
I wouldn't know because I'm not a geek, yeah. What I really liked about that episode in particular was the way you twisted from favouring the protagonist who was being bullied. You thought, poor little blonde guy being bullied, and then he turns out he's a complete nutcase.
Yeah, it was very well done.
What would you say is your favourite out of the series, out of the one?
I'll say Archangel, or the fifth one I saw last night. I think it's Maxine Peake, and it's shot in black and white. The direction is it's directed beautifully, and she's basically fighting off these robotic dogs trying to kill her. It's really good.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
What's
one?
The premise of Archangel then? The other one you've
seen. It's kind of a moral fable about parents who are too protective over their children and kind of surveil their children too intently. There's a program for which this mother can basically look through her daughter's eyes and see everything, and she ends up seeing having a first sexual experience and falling in love with this kind of slightly questionable drug dealer.
Right.
sorry. As a phrase, slightly questionable drug dealer.
There are some very fine, upstanding drug dealers.
I thought you were going to say slightly questionable man. That's fair. But drug dealer.
No, his heart's in the right place. He's the stream of income is questionable. That's
yeah, fair enough.
That was good.
My favourite's Hang the DJ. Did you like that one?
I did like that one, if only favorite. For its Smiths-based title. No, but I did like it.
Well, that's Black Mirror. Okay, that's on. But we have been building to this now. So this is a clip from the first programme we talked about around 25 minutes ago. It's called Costa del Celebrity. Remind us exactly what it is.
It is Anne Diamond, Nick Owen, Vicky Michelle, Ainsley Harriott, and Neil and Christine Hamilton going to the Costa del Blanco in Valencia.
And possibly one of the worst things
ever. Yeah, certainly.
Okay, and here we go. This is what it sounds like.
Spain, the most popular holiday destination for us Brits. Every year, more than 12 million tourists head to its sunny shores.
No, this is beautiful.
I'm Anne Diamond, and I want to find out why.
It's blooming hot.
So, I've asked my friend of 40 years, Nick Owen, and a few other chums to join me. We'll feel the stamp of the flamenco dancer's heel. Sample authentic dishes.
You dip your fart on. Do you want a fart on?
See the sights.
Look at that.
No, look at that.
And embrace the sounds.
I can't say I'm enjoying this.
Whilst rekindling old friendships.
Christ, I see what you mean.
Yeah, rekindling old friendships to absolutely no one. Yeah. Under the age of 80, gives a monkeys about. Yeah.
Well, there it was, Costa del Celebrity, and that's on where?
Channel 5, on demand. I think the third episode might have aired recently, actually, yeah. Right. But you can catch up on demand if you are so inclined. I sincerely hope you aren't.
There we go. But, yeah. Jack, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Jack, work experience there. Work experience going through the telly for us. Work experience punditry. Now, the big debate is on the way. We're going to be talking about Golden Globes and playing a game of, this is due to California legalising marijuana, of course, a game of banned or strain of cannabis. All on the programme before 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. The news is on the way next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Brighten up your mornings and take a break from the New Year blues on Talk Radio with the Sun Halls from £9.50. Listen to Talk Radio every weekday morning from 10 for 3 hours packed full of fabulous features, great value guests and quickfire calls on all of the day's top talking points. Don't miss Talk Radio weekday mornings from 10 with the Sun Halls from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
Your time is now, and every second counts. Register with the Open University today, and you'll soon see the difference. Pick up that pay rise before picking up your degree. Get that promotion before getting to graduation. Be your future self sooner with our career-boosting courses. Visit openuniversity.co.uk before time runs out. Registration closes 11th of January. The Open University. What's stopping you?
With Pertemps recruitment, opportunity is closer than you think. It can take you to places you've always wanted to be, and it's around every corner. So if you're looking for your next permanent, temporary or contract opportunity, pop into one of our 200 local offices or search Pertemps online. Pertemps, the face of recruitment.
With the Volvo V40, you can have a perfect journey every time. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information. Create your ideal soundtrack with internet radio. Stay stress-free with cruise control. And park effortlessly with rear park assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R Design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
2-year personal contract hire agreement. Initial rental £2,500. Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends March 31st. Subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. 18s are over. You will not own the car. Guarantee may be required. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo retailer. Volvo. Human made.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm calling about your application to us with the National Lottery Awards for All. And I am actually calling with some great news. I can confirm that we'd like to offer you a grant.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Sarah helps young people with learning disabilities through education and training programmes, thanks to National Lottery Players.
And you have no idea what a difference this will make to our organisation. Oh my God, I may cry.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At just after three and a very good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, here's Sandy with the latest news.
Coming up, the Cabinet shuffle not off to the best of starts. Trump Tower fire too hurt and mind the gap as rail strike hits some commuter services.
Talk Radio.
David Lidington has been appointed Cabinet Office Minister, replacing Damian Green, who was forced to quit last month. As Theresa May makes changes to her top team, Brandon Lewis has been confirmed as Tory party chair, but that was only after Chris Grayling was wrongly announced as having the job. Well, James Cleverly is the new deputy chairman.
I'm delighted, obviously. I think we've got a fantastic opportunity now to tell the whole country about the stuff that we've been doing in government. I think that the job here is brilliant. I'm so excited.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd, Brexit Secretary David Davis and the Chancellor Philip Hammond all keep their jobs. Paramedics have been called to a light aircraft crash in Gloucestershire. It came down in a field near the village of Overbury, which isn't far from Tewkesbury, at around lunchtime. It's understood a fire at the US President's Trump Tower started in the heating and air conditioning system. One person's been seriously hurt and a firefighter suffered minor injuries after the blaze in New York. Smoke was seen coming from the high rise and more than 80 firefighters were called to help. Commuters face disruption for this evening's journey home in some parts of England, as rail workers at five train companies have gone on strike as part of a series of disputes over the role of guards. Mick Lynch from the RMT union says his members feel so passionate about the issue.
The strike is all about safety and accessibility for the disabled and vulnerable passengers on the railway. We want to keep the railway a human service so that people can rely and be guaranteed that they'll get assistance and that safety standards will be maintained.
Yeah, keep an eye on the websites is the best way to find out whether your trains are actually going to be running effectively or not this evening.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Increasingly cloudy, remaining cold overnight, widespread mist and fog. It will be a bit clearer in the north, and that means there'll be some frost. I have updated the temperatures for you as well. Lows of between 5 and 0.
Well, you see, now, ordinarily, I would say always end on a high. But, you know, but not, it seems. Can I get a specific from you? You might need to look this up, I don't know. But just from leaving here and going back down to Kent, where I live, I'm sort of after low temperature... around about sort of...
Well, I looked at the map just before I came in.
Oh, yeah.
And it was 5 for that neck of the woods.
Oh, okay.
But I can try and be even more precise if you like.
Well, I was only... I was just genuinely interested.
Yeah, it's so cold, basically.
Because I was going to go out, you know, running later and stuff. So I want to, you know...
It's nice running when it's really cold.
Well, that's
though,
it. You've got to work out your layers, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that's the issue with that.
But when your exhaled breath has a cloud...
Yeah.
I always think that makes you feel like a real... Not that I've done any running in about 5 years, but I used to. I used to make you feel like I'm a real runner now. I'm really doing it.
I mean, if it drops much below, you know, 2, I don't want to go, but that's fine. Good. Look, Sandy's going to be with us in 25 minutes with today's edition of Bonus News. The reason for that, news bulletins not as long as they were, can't cover everything off, so we bring you everything else in the world on consecutive days. Animal, vegetable and mineral. Today, animal news, Sandy.
I'm doing some research here.
Would you like to tease us with an animal?
I've got some updates from north of the border and some pup dates from Wales.
That's very good. That's a level of professionalism we don't normally get again, you see? That's very good.
Just came to me out of the blue, you know?
Right, Pete Abbott's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade go. I'm Pete Abbott. Philippe Coutinho's Barcelona debut will be delayed by around 3 weeks after a thigh injury was revealed in his medical this morning. The Brazilian international has now completed his £146 million move to Barcelona. Video assistant referees will be used for the first time in an English competitive football game this evening. Brighton's FA Cup third round tie with Crystal Palace will trial the technology. England's Ashes humiliation has been completed with a heavy defeat in the fifth and final test. Australia won by an innings and 123 runs in Sydney. They win the series 4-0. Meanwhile, Ben Stokes has been included in the England squad for next month's 2020 tri-series against Australia and New Zealand. Andy Murray has had surgery in Australia to try to solve a long-term hip injury. Britain's former world number one hopes to be back playing again before the grass court season this summer. And in racing, Thistlecrack is to miss the Cheltenham Gold Cup because of a tendon injury. That's the sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed, Pete Abbott there with that, and then Sandy with that, and next we'll do that thing we do next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's time, of course, for the big debate. So, as the Golden Globes turn black, not in terms of the people being given awards, of course, we're a long way off that kind of nonsense. Hashtag Oscars so white. But in terms of the dresses and suits as the celebrities on the still red, not black, carpet, and that suggests that the carpet does not stand in solidarity with the hashtag MeToo anti-sexual harassment campaign. Bloody carpet, always so regressive, getting under everybody's feet. But no, the celebrities at last night's ceremony chose to wear black to show that they were standing in solidarity with women who are right to say time's up to the dirty Weinsteins of the world. Now, to be fair, given it's a black tie event, a lot of them wear black anyway. And, you know, being celebrities, I imagine they thought long and hard about the colour. Hashtag dresses of colour. And I'm not saying celebrities are vain, but black is, of course, the most slimming colour. It's not like it is a colour that's normally avoided. I mean, they tend to wear a lot of it anyway. Here's my idea, to really draw attention to this, I think they should have made the Golden Globes fancy dress. Yeah, you could certainly guarantee headlines for a good cause if Natalie Portman had turned up as Mr. Blobby, couldn't you? On the carpet. Or Oprah Winfrey, maybe dressed as loads of money off of Harry Enfield or something. Or Zac Efron and Hugh Jackman had gone as the front and back end of a pantomime cow. Fancy dress Golden Globes to support the Me Too hashtag. That's your headline there. Plus, the black dress thing's confusing because, you know, hashtag all black lives matter thing as well. So, if we're not careful, we could get our hashtags confused. Anyway. Now, on the line, listening to me say words, is Matthew. Good afternoon, Matthew.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you on. Now, you've called in, I realise, because you were listening to me speak words there, but you've ignored those and you just called in to argue about sequins. Is that right?
Well, that's right, because there was a distinct lack of sequins at the Golden Globes because of the black dress thing. Yeah. And I was so relieved, John. Yeah. I can't begin to tell you.
Well, do begin to tell me.
Well, that rubbish, John. Every year at the awards season, we have to see all these celebrities getting out their sequins.
Yeah.
And I think it's rubbish. I don't think it's been a good-looking dress/shirt/jacket/underpants since 1974.
Right.
It's about time we put sequins in the drawer and left them to gather dust until you get them out and you let your cat play with them.
Right, so is this an argument then against the notion of shiny things, specifically sequins? I'm just trying to get to the bottom of why it is that sequins are so offensive and what you think should be done. You're saying put them in a drawer, but that's putting them beyond use. I mean, is that what we're talking about? Are why are they offensive?
I just associate them with every single bad game show host of the 80s.
Right, I see.
And all the various. When was the last time that you saw anyone wearing sequins that wasn't some sort of deviant of social character?
Well,
exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're right. All right. Look, Matthew, stay on the line for because I'm going to bring Henry on. It's sort of. I'm going to say, Henry, I think, is this fair, Henry? You're a sequin apologist, really. You're a fan of them. You're calling for more of them and quite the opposite of what Matthew's saying.
That's completely correct, John. You've got me totally right there.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I am.
Good afternoon, Henry, by the way. Good afternoon.
Yeah, John. That's correct. That's totally correct what you said.
Yeah, right. So, look, what is it about sequins that you like? Why call for more of them? I mean, you know, Matthew suggests that we don't need them anymore. Why do we need them?
Well, you see, clothes without sequins, John, it's totally boring. Why have clothes without sequins? It's like having cereal without milk. It's just pointless. It's totally, totally boring. I like to spruce up all my clothing by sewing a few strings of sequins all over them.
Okay.
In just sort of various, didn't have to be like in a sort of uniform pattern or anything. Just sew lines of them everywhere, here, there and everywhere.
Well, would you just scatter them about, though? Is that the idea? I mean, are you happy to see them? It's not just clothes we're talking about. You just want to see them everywhere, just scattered?
Litter them about the floor in your local high streets. Just throw
in China,
right in the face.
In China,
All right.
In China, you've heard of cloud seeding, I'm sure. Now this is experiments, of course, to alter the weather, to make it rain, and it's where and China have experimented this as well, where you seed the cloud with chemicals in order to make it rain in certain areas. Now in China they've been sequining the clouds to make it rain sequins, mm-hmm. which I'm guessing you think is something you'd like to see over here.
Well, I live in China, John. Can't you tell?
Right.
I moved to China especially because they're doing that.
Right. Okay.
It's fantastic here. I'd recommend anyone would live in China just to have sequins rain.
Well, they do. And but Matthew, let's come back to you on this because obviously that makes for you the Chinese are abhorrent.
It sounds like a disco nightmare.
Yeah.
It sounds like something out of a Diana Ross fever dream. I want nothing to do with that.
Right. Okay. So I mean, is that racism that you're saying there? Is that?
No, it's not racism. It's if anything, I just don't like Diana Ross.
Okay.
It's Rossism.
Yeah. Is Looking at the, I just want to go down to the sort of financial aspect of this, because a barrel of crude sequins at the moment, this is as we're on air, a barrel of sequins, and this is the crude type, of course, not refined.
They're the best type, I think, the crude ones.
$150 a barrel of sequins. Now, that's, global markets will alter the cost of sequins, the ebb and flow of the market there. But is that a reasonable price to pay, would you say, Henry?
No, I do wish it was cheaper, like how it was back in the 90s. You could get a barrel in the 90s. You could have got a barrel of sequins for like a quid down the market, and it was fantastic those times. I wish we could go back to them, but it's just bloody government driving up the cost.
Well, it's the popularity of them as well, isn't it? That's the thing. Ever since Strictly came back, that's the issue.
Yeah.
You know, sequins are more saleable commodities, so people want to see them. Are the government doing enough, Matthew, in your opinion, or does their silence on sequins speak volumes?
Well, no, it's not even silence on their part. It's as you say, they've got Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
They're part of the problem.
Right.
They're putting sequins in our faces.
Yeah.
And I hate it, John.
Yeah.
I don't like them sequins.
There's a minister. This is a cabinet reshuffle this afternoon. I'm sure you're aware of it. And there's a rumour, though we haven't had it confirmed yet, that there will be, for the first time, a minister with special responsibility, for sequins. That's how big the problem is. And that's what the government are seemingly trying to address, Matthew. Now, what if that minister gets into position? What's the first thing he should do about sequins, Matthew, this afternoon?
I think he should scan his office. If he finds any sequins, he should bury them outside.
Yeah.
And then if he goes through his wardrobe and he finds any sequins, should bury those as well.
Should there be a levy? Should there be a levy on sequins? 25p per sequin is what's being talked about.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. We call it a lapel levy.
Yeah.
Or like a I think that'd be good. If you're a jacket up, call it a fiver for a sequin on your top.
You're a fan of them, Henry. Would you pay £5 for an extra sequin?
I'd pay any amount of money for a sequin.
Yeah.
I'd be upset if it was that expensive there.
Yeah.
I'd rather it was cheaper.
Well, would that put you off though? That's the point, isn't it? If you were priced out of the sequin market.
Listen, do you know what? To me, when it comes to sequins, John, money is no object.
Right.
I'd give everything I have just to have one sequin.
Is it right?
I'm a total freak.
Well, you are. Yeah. I mean, you've called a radio station for a start, so that's pretty much.
I called this one as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are much better radio stations to call.
That's right.
Than this.
That's right. So look, the idea of people buying sequins, right? Anyone can walk into wherever they sell them.
Shop, usually.
That's it. And can buy a sequin, or more than one, over the counter. Now, there are no background checks required. Any age, you can just walk in, don't have to show any paperwork, no identification. Walk in, ask for some sequins, get some sequins, pay for them, and then leave clutching some sequins. Now, should there be, Henry, more of,
checks?
Checks, but you can't really pay with checks anymore. No one accepts
them.
I'm thinking, should there be more?
More sequins, yes. More of whatever else. No.
Right. Okay. What are you, Matthew, bringing you back into this as well? I mean, we've heard of people being addicted to sequins. I think Henry is one of these people. And Henry, by the way, we understand you do have a problem, right? It's absolutely fine that you have this problem. But by the way, stay on the line, because we do have trained counsellors afterwards, as you know, with our calls.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no, you don't.
Yeah, we
you
do.
Don't.
Well, no, we
no,
then
don't.
Okay, admittedly, they're not trained. But we, you know. But Matthew,
you've got a work experience guy called Adrian, that's all I know.
That's fair. We have. And I don't know what he's trained in, but it's not sequin analysis. But how big is the problem for these people that are addicted to these so-called sequin addicts, Matthew? How big a problem is that? Should they be jailed, or should they be rehabilitated?
Well, I think they should be rehabilitated first, but you know what? Sometimes you can't save a quinhead. That's what we call them in my district. We call them quinheads.
Okay.
Because they're always sticking the sequins in their mouths and in their veins. It's disgusting.
But they're giving buttons to addicts, aren't they, to wean them off? So they're addicted to sequins, and they're shiny, and they're round. And what they're doing is, in these sequin clinics, you can go in as a sequin addict, and you will be given buttons to take away with you. Now, buttons, of course, aren't as addictive as sequins, as we know. But they're still dangerous if you have too many of them. But is that the way to do it? Should we be funding that in order to wean people off it?
Well, it's an ineffective half measure, isn't it? Okay. I think really we just need to deal with the fact that these people, basically, they've got sequins,
yeah.
they're putting our children at risk, and they should be treated as criminals.
Okay.
I think we should put them away, rehabilitate them, or yeah. kill them.
Kill them. How many sequins, finally, Henry, yes or no? How many sequins?
Yes.
Ah, okay. Matthew, how many sequins, yes or no?
No.
Right, and now sum up the debate for me in one word. Henry.
Emotional.
Thank you. Matthew.
Queen heads.
Lovely. There we are. Well, sequins. I mean, they've been popularised again, haven't they, since Strictly, etc. Now, what do you think, though? Do we need them? Should we put them beyond use? Should we try to bring the price down? Should there be a levy attached to the kind of people who want to buy sequins? Let us know what you think about sequins this afternoon. It's what everybody is talking about, of course, trending on Twitter and so forth. But what do you think? 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do we need sequins? We live in post-Brexit Britain, for heaven's sake. We've got milk jugs now and papal pardons. Why do we need sequins? Let us know. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that was the big debate.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
TradePoint will help you kickstart 2018 by giving five lucky customers a chance to win a holiday sponsored by Leyland Trade. To enter, just make a purchase in-store before the 28th of January 2018. T's and C's apply. See in-store for details. TradePoint members only. TradePoint!
At British Gas, we have everything you need for when winter does its worst. Our home care boiler cover starts from just £12 a month. That's less than 40p a day and includes a yearly service. Plus, we're giving you up to £100 to treat yourself when you buy selected home care products online by the 28th of February. So why wait? Search British Gas Home Care. Terms and conditions apply.
Ford's new fraud scrappage scheme has been extended to include cars registered before the 31st of December 2010, and we've even included a new model, the tough Ford Ranger. You could save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended on-the-road price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford car. New year. New Ford? Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2010. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model or to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 1st of January to 31st of March 2018 and register from 1st of January to the 30th of September 2018. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
Since you've been sold, I can breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want since you've been sold.
eBay, snap it, list it, sell it. The easy way to make room for the new you. Download the app and start selling now. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Your time is now, and every second counts. Register with the Open University today and you'll soon see the difference. Pick up that pay rise before picking up your degree. Get that promotion before getting to graduation. Be your future self sooner with our career-boosting courses. Visit openuniversity.co.uk before time runs out. Registration closes 11th of January. The Open University. What's stopping you?
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The Midlands M6 has one lane closed off southbound at junction 8 with M5. That's all due to an accident, so that's been closed on the exit slip road. Southbound M5 in Worcestershire, one lane closed off due to multi-vehicle accidents. That's between junction 4A, junction 5 for Droitwich, but traffic coping well at the moment. Berkshire, westbound M4, heavy traffic. A lane closed off on the exit slip due to a broken down vehicle, junction 12 at Feel. And in Cornwall, Carnan Downs, southbound A39, that's been blocked by an accident at the junction with Triring Lane. I'm Bill Sheldrake.
At the Co-op, 790-gram packs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes and 510-gram packs of Cocoa Pops are only £2 each. Now we're back to work and the usual routine. That's breakfast sorted for the week. Another New Year deal from the Co-op. Participating stores only, varieties are stocked. Offer ends 16th of January 2018.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:23, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Now, last night saw Hollywood come together, which is a welcome change from just one producer doing it on his own into a pot plant, in a celebration of women This is post-Weinstein, of course, the hashtag MeToo campaign. Spilled onto the red carpet with the colour black, chosen to represent the Time's Up movement, the freedom to speak out against these unpleasant people, men usually, who've been abusing both their colleagues and their power for far too long. Many of note spoke from the stage, and Natalie Portman pointedly pointed out an all-male director nominee lineup. Oprah Winfrey delivered a passionate speech, and the white male host Seth Meyers, probably being a white male, felt a bit awkward. Kate Kinnamont is the chief exec of Women in Women on Film and TV in the UK. Good afternoon, Kate. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, John.
Hello there. So, do you think that's do you think a better message might have been sent last night if a white man hadn't been even hosting the Golden Globes?
No, I think it doesn't really matter who hosts it. I think the whole thing is that there is a terrific movement of men and women. There are a lot of great men who are actually standing up for the women too. I mean, you'd notice last night there was the black frocks, but also a lot of the guys were wearing all black as well in support of the women, which I thought was great.
Yes, and there was the lapel pin as well, of course, wasn't there, which a lot of people had sort of chosen to wear. So do you think it was the right time to do it, of course. It was possibly the right event, the first event of the year, in fact, of this kind of award season, I suppose. And a lot of people, chose to speak out about it, and it did get the headlines, didn't it? So it in that sense, it's interesting that the Golden Globes usually is about, oh, well, so-and-so won this. And while that's been in the story, it's not been the main story for once.
Well, I think that's right. I think 2018, things are going to change big time. You know, with the Harvey Weinstein, as you mentioned just now, I mean, I think he was so disgusting that nobody really wants to be standing in his corner anymore. Mm. With the Me Too hashtag, 6 million people joined that group. And I think one of the interesting things was that people from all different industries. So there were 700 women farm workers in the States wrote an open letter to the women in Hollywood and said, look, you know, we suffer from all this too. Let's stand together.
Yeah.
And I think that's great that it's not just about the privileged women. They are really trying to help other women as well.
I think you're absolutely right. And you've seen it in many, because people think because of the way the media works and because of obviously what gets headlines, that it's a terrible situation that's prevalent in this one industry. But of course, that's not the case. And this has finally sort of started to shine a light on every walk of life, hasn't it?
Well, it has. You know, you've got the same kind of thing with, say, a woman who works in a hotel and, say, a hotel housekeeper. There have been various incidences of this where she might be sexually harassed by somebody. When it comes to the crunch, do they get rid of a maid or do they get rid of one of their top clients? You know, it's about that sort of abuse of power. But the great thing is that wearing black on the red carpet was just the first thing. There's a whole big strategy that the women in Hollywood have come up with, because the other thing they've done is they have raised more than $15 million to have a legal defence fund for other women, so that women in the restaurant business, the farm workers or whatever, if they want to take somebody to court, there will be backing for them financially. Yeah. I think that's great. They're also looking at the legal situation. I mean, there are laws against harassment, but it's not really been implemented. And so there's another group who are trying to get the law changed so that if a company puts up with somebody persistently harassing the employees, that company would then be taken to court. And I think that's quite an interesting move.
I think it is, and I think that's an important move as well, because that's the kind of thing that will change it. Because individuals, right, it's harder with individuals because, companies don't want the bad publicity, so, they would cover that up, as they have been, as we've been hearing about. But the moment the company themselves are legally culpable, that changes the game, doesn't it?
That's it, exactly. I think it's really hard for people to speak up, and that's why this has been such an amazing thing that so many people spoke up at once. It's like any other form of bullying. You know, the victim often is somebody who's quite vulnerable at that point, and, speaking up is like the last thing they can do, and the bully knows that, of course.
Why do you think it's, I mean, obviously this has been much talked about, but it feels like after last night it sort of moved on slightly, but why do you think it was when it happened that the time seemed to be right, the time is now, whereas people have complained about this stuff before, not just about the Weinstein level of it, but I mean, there was the whole, the Corey Feldman stuff years ago, where, you know, he talked about a culture of paedophilia even in Hollywood, which many have said, yeah, there is that. But he was kind of ignored at the time, and no one, you know, and sort of ostracised a little bit. And as as easily could have happened with Weinstein and had been for a long time, what was it that took that the moment to be now?
I think it was just that it was really about the Harvey Weinstein thing, and because he was such an important person and he had worked with all of these really important people. And I think that the press do love something like that, where it's glamorous people that are, you know, household names that are really famous that are up there. A story about the glamour is always good. And that's why I think it was great that these people who are very well-known celebrities and personalities are saying, right, we've got to clean up our business, that's for sure, but we have also got to help everybody else. And I think it's something to do with the fact that Weinstein was just so obnoxious, like you were saying, him and the plant pot and so forth, and everybody was like, oh my God, no, that's terrible. And they started to believe people then who had been speaking out but hadn't really been believed. I think it's the scale of it. And the hashtag MeToo thing showed that if there's 6 million people around the globe who all feel the same way, then that's when the women were thinking, right, enough of sharing the story. We know that this is a situation. Let's do something about it. And the great thing is they've got the power to do that.
And where do you think we go from here then? Because obviously it's gaining more publicity, and rightly so, more and more people are feeling that they can now speak out about it. But what's the next step? Because a lot of people in Hollywood, without naming names, you know, are still these people in these positions of power that have been probably doing it a little bit like Weinstein has. I don't think he's, the only one by any stretch of the imagination. But what are they thinking now? I mean, and the companies they work for?
Well, I think now people are looking inwards to their company because they don't want a whiff of scandal to reach any of them. You know, because it's been so gross, they're all stepping to one side. And plus, a lot of people that sort of knew it was going on but just turned a blind eye. You know, Oprah was very good in her speech. And I would say to your viewers that once your show's over, of course, they should go onto YouTube and watch Oprah's speech from last night, because she talked about how we must all take responsibility and don't turn a blind eye if you know that something's going on or you see somebody being bullied or harassed in front of you. It's really up to all of us. And I think people generally have been quite disgusted.
Yeah.
You know, here at Women in Film in the UK, we said to people, right, you know, if you work in film or television in the UK, can you get in touch if this has happened to you and tell us what would have helped you at the time?
Yeah.
And, you know, we got like 150 emails in just within a few weeks, and people were saying they had very often spoken to somebody who, you know, like their line manager, who would say, oh, he's always like this, we all know about that, just ignore it.
Yeah.
Well, we're not going to ignore it anymore. So I think bullying and sexual harassment and not paying people properly and all of that, it's all the same thing. We've just got to have a bit more respect for each other. And for those of us who are maybe on the sidelines, just speak up.
And final point, really, because I think this is interesting, regarding jokes about the situation. Because when James Corden tried this, not even a televised award ceremony, I think it was a corporate or something, but someone filmed it on their phone, this is the way. Now, James Corden came under a hell of a lot of fire for doing a couple of Weinstein jokes at that. But yet last night, there were plenty of them in that opening monologue and beyond, largely applauded. And I just wonder what the difference is, apart from the quality of the joke, possibly, but that aside, the notion of being able to joke about it, people were angry about it at one point, but that's but as of last night, apparently it's fine, we can joke about it. So I just wonder what your thoughts were on that.
I think that's a really interesting point. I'm a huge fan of James Corden. I think ever since the History Boys, he was really outstanding. I think it was maybe a bit too soon. I think people were genuinely shocked and they weren't really ready for jokes. And now it's moved on from being shocked to finding out that, you know, this sort of thing's happening all over the world, really, where you get a few people in power, you know, not all of them, obviously, but abusing power. And now that we're looking at, right, let's sort this, then it's okay to joke about it. I mean, even here in the UK, we know we've got similar situations. I don't think there's anybody as bad as Harvey Weinstein, but, you know, in the freelance world of film and television, there's plenty of scope for bullying or harassment or whatever. And what we're doing is Women in Film are working with BAFTA and the BFI to draw up guidelines, just like health and safety.
Yeah.
You know, people know how they should behave.
I suppose it'll... Sorry, I was going to say, I suppose it'll be interesting to see if there are any in the BAFTA awards, which are, of course, are coming up. Although I don't think we know who's hosting that yet. Stephen Fry stepped down, of course, didn't he? So,
Yes. Who knows? Maybe they'll have a woman this year.
Well, but that's it. That's the who knows. Yeah. But it's interesting. To find out. I used to write Stephen Fry's helps write the script for Stephen Fry for the BAFTAs. I know. But it was always interesting about targeting, you know, Hollywood and celebrities, and having very awkward conversations with Keanu Reeves people about how many jokes you can make about his terrible acting or whatever it might be. It's a very interesting area, and you know, as is our job. Is to sort of shine this light on this stuff through humour. Okay, it's a significant point. And last night was a bit of a turn, as you say, in the fact that time maybe does allow us to start making jokes about it, as long as the target is right, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that's right, because I think we've been taking it seriously. We're looking to put stuff into place, and especially here in Britain, we do tend to have a dry sense of humour, and we do like to have jokes. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Kate, thank you very much indeed for joining us. There you go, the chief executive of Women on Film and TV in the UK, telling us that it's fine to make jokes there about Harvey Weinstein. So next time you tell me in the office, Cornelius, that I shouldn't, there you go. That's the chief executive. I'm going to take it from her, not you. So just saying. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we're going to be playing a game of Banned or Cannabis. Yeah. And of course, we've got bonus news. That's on the way as well from Sandy, who is here with the very latest headlines.
Talk Radio.
Boris Johnson is keeping his job as Foreign Secretary as we learn more details of who's staying and who's going in the Cabinet reshuffle. Brandon Lewis has been named the new chairman of the Conservatives, although earlier there was confusion over who was getting the role. Well, Andrew Woodcock, political editor of the Press Association, has been telling John Theresa May's run of bad luck has continued even into this reshuffle, with an incorrect tweet being sent out.
The Conservative Party announced that Chris Grayling was the new chairman, congratulated him, and then a few minutes later the tweet disappeared. A couple of hours later we hear that in fact it's Brandon Lewis is going to be the new chairman and not Chris Grayling at all. It gives an initial impression of chaos and disorganisation.
Dozens of people have feared dead after a smuggler's rubber dinghy sank off Libya. The bodies of eight women have been pulled from the Mediterranean after it went down on Saturday due to a puncture. 86 people on board were rescued, but the UN's migration agency reckons as many as 64 others in total have died. It's understood a fire at the US President's Trump Tower started in the heating and air conditioning system. One person's been seriously hurt and a firefighter suffered minor injuries after the blaze in New York. Vauxhall's cutting another 250 jobs at its plant in Cheshire, on top of 400 redundancies it announced in October. The carmaker's stopping the production of the Astra at Ellesmere Port and moving to a single daily manufacturing shift. The firm has extended a voluntary redundancy programme from April to the end of September. Andy Murray says he's very optimistic after having surgery on his troublesome hip in Australia. We thought he'd flown back to England to assess his options over the injury. It turns out he'd stayed in Australia and had the operation this morning. He's targeting a return to action for the grass court season. The weather, increasingly cloudy, remaining cold, a widespread mist and fog forming overnight. Will be a bit clearer in the north. Some frost, overnight lows about 5 to 0 Celsius. More news in half an hour.
There's more now.
Indeed, there
because
is.
It is time for today's edition of Bonus News. Regular listeners know this is what fills in the time gap where the news used to be 3 minutes, but no longer is. It's only 2 minutes. We don't know why. There was an email around 18 months ago. We're not sure why that was. But anyway, that's what we were handed, so we dealt with it in the best way possible because we know that you want the news and we know there's not enough time to fit it in. Hence, Bonus News. Animal, vegetable, mineral to cover everything off consecutively. Days today, Animal News.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Well, keepers in the Highland Wildlife Park are continuing to monitor what they say are encouraging noises coming from the polar bear den, where they believe the first cub to be born here in 25 years is holed up with her mother, Victoria. They're not sure if there's just one or more cubs. They won't disturb the mother until she chooses to bring the cubs out sometime in the spring. A Welsh border collie called Red has been reunited with his owners. He was lost for 10 days in the recent snow in Pembrokeshire. The dog is fine, apart from having lost a lot of weight. At large numbers of local people had joined in the search party. They were worried the little dog had become disorientated since the snow made all his local landmarks unrecognisable.
Right.
Now, have you ever wondered what goes on in summer sports stadium? Is that should be stadia or stadiums? I never
stadia.
Know.
Stadia.
Stadia,
yeah,
thank you.
I think so.
When it's the closed season, some bright spark in the States has come up with a way of getting value from the Colorado Rockies baseball stadium in the winter. It's now home to a flock of goats. These goats,
a flock of goats?
Yes. Is it a flock of goats?
Is
no,
that,
it isn't.
Is that the collective noun of goats?
No, it's not a flock of goats, is it? It should be.
Well,
especially,
from now on, it should
especially
be.
Especially when you find out what they do. They don't just eat the grass. These are the stars of goat yoga. You go along for goat yoga classes. So when you do your downward dog,
yeah.
The goats mingle
right.
And climb on your back and make the
like
downward
that.
Dog even more therapeutic.
Some sort of upward
yeah,
goat.
The collective yeah. Noun for a goat is either a tribe, a trip, a drove, a herd, or a flock. So
oh, it is correct.
Right.
A flock.
Everyone
See,
was
I,
right.
I thought
everyone
I was,
was right.
I didn't know you can have a flock of goats.
It's like that wonderful, the collective noun for a rhino is a crash, isn't it?
A crash
it's
of rhinos,
a crash
yeah.
Of rhinos.
Owls.
Is a parliament.
Parliament, yeah.
Yeah.
A murder of crows, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah. And shall I do a finally one here?
Oh, absolutely.
Finally, parrots on Prozac. Vets have come up with a cure for one particularly sparky bird called Roxy. She lost her lust for life and was pulling out her feathers. They've diagnosed an anxiety disorder and prescribed the tablets. And now, as it says here, the African grey is no longer blue.
Oh, that's nice. I want to let's go back very quickly to the polar bear story, by
yeah.
The way, because we talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
So there was they built a birthing den.
Yes,
that's right.
It's completely
isn't it?
Enclosed.
Yeah.
To sort of replicate what they do, they normally dig a hole in the snow and give
yeah.
Birth in the snow.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was saying with modern technology, we should be able to see inside that. I mean, I'm not talking a robot camera, but I'm thinking, you know, some sort of. Well, you know, like when you look
well,
in.
It's nice having the mystery, isn't it?
I'm all for the mystery, but I mean, if they want to, you know. When you look in a womb, you use the scanner thing with
yeah.
The gel.
Ultrasound thingy.
That's it. Do that on the side of the birthing den. See what you get.
Well, I was in one of these recently.
What,
actually.
A birthing den?
No, it was sort of. It was a recreation of an igloo for dinner. And it was...
As you do.
What?
Yeah, just sort of dinner outside in an igloo.
Right.
In Canary Wharf. And it was just a plastic dome with a heater in it.
Yeah.
But you could see through that, so they should have used one of those, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the light might be disruptive, and the poor little polar bear might decide, you know,
it's an igloo.
Yeah, I don't want people looking at this. They're very vulnerable,
yeah.
Baby polar bears.
Well, indeed. But I it's a good story. Also, I didn't realise it was called Victoria.
The mother is
yeah.
Called Victoria,
and
yeah.
she's given birth. So that's like our old news reader, Victoria Born.
Yeah.
Mm. See. See, we don't just throw it together. Well, we do, actually. Sandy, thank you very much indeed for bringing us bonus animal news.
Animal news.
That's right, of which I think we're all up to date. Good, right, in the next bit of the programme, that's right, you know this, California have legalised marijuana in certain circumstances. So to celebrate that, we are going to be playing a game of band or strain of cannabis next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on. Come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it, don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
Before you get car finance, check with us. If you want to save some money, check with us. Car finance 24/7. Car finance 24/7. Car finance 24/7. Check with us.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk for rates from 7% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, representative 27.4% APR. All circumstances considered.
Car finance 24/7. Car finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Like every kid with hairbrush in hand, I wanted to be a singer, but I lacked self-belief and I became a beautician. Not a musician. At 18, I decided to give my life a makeover, and I joined the Royal Navy. They taught me to do more with my hands, not to mention my head. I always thought I'd be a pop star, but it turns out a ship's the perfect stage for me, to perform to my potential, and then go beyond it. I'm Sally, born in Manchester, made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey. search made in the Royal Navy.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Philip Schofield's a man of his word. Wouldn't you say, Phil?
I try to be...
Well, I think you are. And at WeBuyAnyCar.com, we try to be the same. When we say we'll buy your car, we will. And with cash in the bank, you could get a better deal on your next car.
Yeah! That's incredible!
Good lad, Phil. That means a lot. Enter your edge now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. So quick, so simple, so Schofield.
Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The Midlands M6 has one lane closed off southbound at junction 8 with M5. That's all due to an accident, so that's been closed on the exit slip road. Southbound M5 in Worcestershire, one lane closed off due to multi-vehicle accidents. That's between junction 4A, junction 5 for Droitwich, but traffic coping well at the moment. Berkshire, westbound M4, heavy traffic, lane closed off on the exit slip due to a broken down vehicle, junction 12 at Fill. And in Cornwall, Carnan Downs, southbound A39, that's been blocked by an accident at the junction with Triwing Lane. I'm Bill Sheldrake.
At the Co-op, selected packs of British meat, including mince, are now two for £5. So whether it's your favourite spag bol, shepherd's pie, or even homemade burgers, you can settle down to some good old-fashioned comfort food at a good old-fashioned price. Another New Year deal from the Co-op. Participating stores only. See sticker packs in store.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. Okay, so what do we know? We know there is a cabinet reshuffle underway. Prime Minister's questions on the way as well. You know, the permission granted for to ask questions about Toby Young in the House. Prime Minister's questions this week as well. That's all going on. The Trump Tower has a fire on top of it. It's all to do with, I think they said it was sort of air conditioning unit or something that was burning.
Electrical box,
smoke billowing from Trump Tower in New York. That's going on. What else do we know? Golden Globes. We've just been talking about it, of course, there with Kate from the Women in Film in TV in the UK movement. So much happening. So much. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
We're here to help as ever. Of course we are. We analyse the news on this show using poetry. We find it's the best way to do so because it gets right to the heart of the matter without all of that wasting time nonsense that a lot of other shows would do. They're just filling time, to be honest, aren't they, really? Anyway, but look, here it is. It's all to do with the syllables, narrowing it right down. 575, the news in haikus.
Fire at Trump Tower. Orange and damaging reminds me of someone.
In haikus.
I daren't say who, John.
No,
I daren't.
No, daren't say
I
who.
Daren't.
Quiz. News-related entertainment. That's what we bring you in the afternoons on Talk Radio between 1 and 4 o'clock. News-led entertainment. To wit, our daily quiz. You can play along at home if you like. California has become the latest state in America to legalize marijuana under certain circumstances. And when I read about that, I also noticed that a lot of strains of the cannabis, of the skunk, of the weed, by the people that grow it. It's given very, very, very different names. So what better way to commemorate California's new law than by playing Band or Strain of Cannabis? On the line to play is Nelly. Good afternoon, Nelly.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much indeed, Nelly. Yes. And what do you do, Nelly, and where do you do this thing?
I'm at Wacker Bar at the moment, and I live in Hampshire.
In Hampshire. Okay, very nice.
Yes.
Whereabouts in Hampshire?
Andover.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Now, again, you know, it's one of those things where now as a radio presenter, I'm sort of duty bound to now go, lovely part of the world or something like that. Whereas, of course, I don't really know whether it is or not. You know, I've never been to Andover, but I imagine it's lovely.
Lovely parts, Hampshire and Dover, they're different places.
Yes.
It's very nice.
Very good. And, Dover isn't nice. Dover's horrible. All right, Nelly. Well, look, I don't want to cast aspersions on your, you know, what you do recreationally, but what's your knowledge of music like?
It's all right.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's all you're going to need, really. Cornelius, what's your knowledge of cannabis like?
Very minimal.
Right, okay. Interesting. All right, well, look, there are a couple of people here you could ask. I'm sure we could name them.
I can tell, you know, you can't name them,
I won't
but then. You can off there, and you don't need to.
Because we know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Nelly, here's how it's going to work. I will be reading out a list of names, Nelly. It will either be a band or the name of a brand, a strain of cannabis. And all you have to do is tell me band or cannabis. That's how it works. It's going to be very simple. You're going to be playing against Cornelius here. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
Here we go. And Chloe, producer Chloe, going to be keeping score. So let's get ready to rumble. Here we go. Nelly versus Cornelius, band or cannabis, alphabetical order. Nelly first. Okay, Nelly, band or cannabis, Sour Diesel. Sour Diesel.
Sour Diesel. I don't know, it sounds kind of potent. I'm going to go for cannabis.
Is right, yes, good start. Very well done, good start. Okay. Granddaddy Purple.
Cannabis?
Yes, it is. All right. Nelly in Andover. Cinderella 99.
I'll go for band.
It's another cannabis, I'm afraid. Bad Mother Goose. Bad Mother Goose.
Band.
Is a band, yes.
Yeah.
Nelly. Bongzilla.
Bongs. Cannabis.
It's weirdly a band. It's a band, I know. See how it twists and turns. Cornelius, your turn. Black Moth Super Rainbow.
Bit wordy for a band name, I say, so I'm going to go for cannabis.
Yeah, you should have stuck with band, because that's what it is.
Too wordy.
Doesn't matter that it's wordy. Think of Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
Yeah, but they're the only ones.
Okay. Bubble cheese. Nelly.
Bubble cheese? That sounds disgusting. I'm going to go for cannabis.
It's right, yes. Which is, of course, a disgusting habit. That's absolutely right. Goofy Boots. Cornelius.
Band.
No. Lung Mustard.
Cannabis.
Band.
I know.
Space Hog.
Band?
Yes. I see. Okay, Nelly, here's yours. Angry Salad.
Angry Salad. That's definitely a cannabis.
It's definitely a band, I'm afraid. Barbecue Platypus.
band?
Yeah, they are. Mm. Amsterdam Flame.
Cannabis.
Yes. Yes. Blueberry Headband, Cornelius.
Band.
No.
It said the word band in it.
Blueberry Headband, Cannabis. Ed Rosenthal's Superbud. Ed Rosenthal's Superbud.
I'm going to be silly and say band.
Oh, you should have gone sensible and said cannabis. That's what it is. It's a go. Oh. Cobain's Brains.
Oh. Band.
Cannabis. Spinach Fly.
Cannabis.
Band. Oh, no, it was quite a tricky one, this. Van Gogh's or Van Gogh's ear.
Cannabis.
Band. Heavy Duty Fruity.
Definitely cannabis.
Definitely is, yeah. Good. And finally, Cornelius, Purple Sticky Punch.
Band?
Cannabis. Oh. Okay. Right, let us defer to assistant producer Chloe, who has been keeping score. Chloe, over to you. Over to you, Chloe. Over to Chloe, who's been keeping score. It's Nelly versus Cornelius.
Over to you.
Yeah. If you like. Nelly versus Cornelius. What have we got?
Ready?
Yeah.
Con got 3.
Yeah.
Nelly got 4.
Yay!
If anything, that just shows how much I don't do drugs.
Yeah. Where is Nelly?
I know loads about music.
There we go. Nelly, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for playing. Thank you, Nelly.
Hi.
Good work. Nelly there in Hampshire, claiming victory in today's band or cannabis game. Right, that's just about it from us for your Monday afternoon on Talk Radio. That means Sam Delaney must be coming next, which is probably why he's walked in here.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Sam.
How are you doing?
Very well, you?
All right, thanks.
Good. What have you got?
We're going to be talking about the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about BBC's gender gap pay.
Yeah.
And we're also going to be talking about the George Michael statue, which they want to build up in North London, but local residents have objected.
They don't want it.
I would absolutely love a statue of George Michael round my way. I don't think he has any association with my part of London, but I've thought about building one myself anyway, just out of yoghurt pots and tin foil.
What would you have him doing?
I'd probably have him in the Faith era when he dressed up as a gay cowboy.
Yeah.
And sort of had the boots and all of that and was next to the jukebox. I'd probably want to build the jukebox as well.
Which actually played music as well. Yeah. That's what you wanted.
That's probably what I'd go for. Yeah. But it's a great question. And if anyone else has got a different suggestion of what era of George Michael, what incarnation of George
Chloe
Michael
Chloe has just
one.
Said on a Club Tropicana Lilo.
Yeah, that's obviously the other front runner I toyed with, and it's a very close run thing between those
I'd
two.
I'd go for touching himself in that toilet.
Yeah,
that toilet in LA Park.
Toilet scandal.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
Cornelius, what's your favourite George Michael?
probably Car Crash Michael.
Car Crash Michael, when he drove the Range Rover into the front of Snappy Snap.
Snappy Snap.
Weirdly, while he was on cannabis.
When he was on cannabis, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
So, we'll be talking about that.
Good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to it, of course. Anything else you want to tell us about?
I mean, you know, there are other subjects. There's a cabinet reshuffle,
apparently,
and we'll have Katy Perry coming in to give us the runners and riders. And we'll also be joined by fantastic journalist and author Johan Hari, whose last book about addiction was an international bestseller. He's now written a new book called Lost Connections, which is all about depression and the way that it's treated. A lot of people are given pills to treat it, and his research suggests that in actual fact all we really need more than pills is a cuddle and some form of emotional connection with other human beings around us.
That's nice.
It's a nice idea, isn't it?
It is. It's a nice idea, but in the current climate, post Golden Globes and all that hashtag
you
me too,
gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
Maybe you're better off with a pill.
Exactly.
At least a pill can't sue you.
Well, there we go. Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow 1 till 4. Have a very good evening.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.